one of you here for like five, potentially 5 minutes. Maybe a, maybe we'll tell Bob too.
The deal that I saw on that was, this is one of these inside people on Facebook. I heard that the first one, Abel, Bone, and it was either Crawford or Miller for, I forget which one it was, for Mason Miller. And the A's turned it down. Through the A's, did you turn that deal down?
Say again?
Abel, Bone, I don't know who's going to play third, but Abel, Bone, and it was either Crawford or Aiden Miller for Mason Miller. It's under still, so that's 4 years. The A's didn't want to do it because they have them under control for 4 years or 5 years or whatever.
Yeah.
How could the A's turn that down?
What is it again?
It was Abel.
Yeah.
Boom. We've got, probably has about not many more years left. Maybe now he's.
I think Boom is 2 more years.
Mm-hmm. He's got. So Abel, Boom, and it was either, I forget which one, Miller or Crawford. One of those two for Mason Miller. If you're the A's, don't you have to make that deal? I mean, why do you save Mason Miller for?
Well, you can auction him off.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there's. Well, that.
What do they want Bohm for?
I don't know.
So there you go.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you were to ask the A's, maybe they could tell you. What I'm saying is, we don't know, or I don't know.
Who made that deal?
No. That was on
Facebook. That was speculative.
Speculative. Well, yeah. It was somebody from the Phillies. Not somebody from the Phillies, but the Phillies fan, follower.
Right.
Whatever.
My question would be, if you're the A's, why do you want Bohm? Bohm's a free agent at the end of next year. They're not going to be good at the end of next year.
He's a free agent at the end of next year?
2026, I think. I'm pretty sure. What's the point? And then, by the way, how are you going to replace him?
Well, that's the question.
You might have solved your bullpen problems, but you haven't solved your center fielder problems, and you've used some of your best chips.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what is your main priority, center field or the bullpen?
It has to be the bullpen.
I agree. It has to be the bullpen.
So, I could have been swayed either way before Alvarado.
Yeah,
but not anymore. Exactly. I think I need two guys. Because you can't count on Romano. Kirkring's been fine.
He's been great.
Yeah.
And Strom is not.
No, I don't trust Strom at all. I don't trust Banks.
No. Every time Banks come in, I say, no, he's been pretty good. I say, he's going to give up a run.
Yeah. All right, we're opening the window here. Okay.
That's why Dombrowski's getting all the money. He's got, I mean... We'll see. Well, when is the deadline? The end of not for the end of July.
Yeah, July 31st. Well, that's the other thing. The A's aren't going to make that deal now either because who the hell knows what the market's going to look like? Yeah. And who knows? You get some other desperate teams that have better hauls. Who knows? Thank you. Hutch, how do you know Gianni?
We work at MLB together.
Sorry to hear that. He's been going to Baltimore.
He was on Facebook.
Yeah, as soon as they hired him, the team went to hell.
He's never been here. You know, we've been planning on coming. It's a beautiful ballpark.
Thanks.
I told him
where
it's
are
not
you from?
Originally from Connecticut.
Oh, nice.
I told him it's not the same coming here. I don't know anybody anymore.
Yeah, I know. You know me and Tony.
Yeah, that's legitimately it.
Hey, I'm going to walk down there. I don't think I'm going to know another soul.
McGillick's here.
I saw Jimmy.
Jimmy's here, but I think he's leaving. Bob's not here. Bona's not here.
Does Bob ever come here?
Yeah, Bob works almost every game. Vona never works. Right, Milloway? Zach's not here. There's nobody.
How's it going, sir? Yeah. How are you? We're good. Good to see you. It's just a little higher. That's all good, isn't it? See if you can push us up a little more.
Yeah, absolutely.
It always comes down.
Good?
Yeah.
Might have to lock it so it stays.
It's fine. We got 7 minutes.
It keeps coming back.
It does?
Yes. I think it's stopped now.
AC is also classic.
Huh?
Hey. Seriously, I mean this. Never, ever, ever in this building say that it's too cold.
Yeah.
Because they will shut the AC.
That is true. That is true. Gets brutal if the summer. How long have you guys been doing this together?
Since 2014.
2014?
Yeah.
Before that, yeah.
Well, like every game 2014.
Yeah.
Every game. Before that, I was.
A couple innings here and there.
Yeah. And then
I heard you talking about Carino yesterday.
He's coming tomorrow. He's coming tomorrow. He's doing a story on pork, leg, and cheese.
Who is?
Really?
Who is?
I just graduated from Seton Hall.
Oh.
So.
Carino.
Jerry Carino?
Yeah, he's coming with Pete Eckerman.
You're doing a sort of pork roll, egg, and cheese?
The other.
Yeah.
My grandpa played and coached in Seton
Hall. Oh, did he? What's his name?
Richie Regan.
Oh,
oh wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Any guess?
Actually, yeah, top two. Some doctor. I got them.
Four.
No more cookies. Is your mother coming for Sunday?
Yes.
I said, don't forget to give her the card.
Okay.
You're nuts.
No.
I mean, I had to wake up this morning at 5:30.
I know. How'd that go?
I mean, it was fine. Some dunce kid brought, doesn't know the difference between the sixth hole and the eighth hole, which cost me like half an hour. But besides that, fine.
You got the ball.
Live from Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, New Jersey. It's time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on Bally Sports Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Grandma, Greg Ciambarisi, the Blue Claws are back and going for a fifth consecutive win here tonight over the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Jersey Shore Phillies affiliate 22-35. On the year, Aberdeen 22-36. Baltimore Orioles affiliate Alex McFarland for Jersey Shore. Blake Money for Aberdeen, and Tony, the Blue Claws come in having won four in a row.
That's correct. A beautiful night for baseball. The Blue Claws will try to pick it up even more tonight here in a short time with the fifth consecutive victory. They last won 5-0 as part of a 7-game win streak that last August from the 15th to the 22nd. That was combined
against Winston-Salem, the White Sox affiliate, and Brooklyn. So Blue Claws did make it four in a row last night, Greg, and they got it with some solid pitching, some timely hitting, and some really good defense as well.
That's the name of the game, right?
And you do those three things, usually a recipe for success. So when we met with the Bull a little bit ago down in the clubhouse, we talked with manager Greg Brodzinski of the Blue Claws about the Blue Claws' latest victory and some of the facts that led to that. And that will be coming up. in just
in one moment.
Flash.
I mean, there were a lot of things that were worked.
So, yeah, so Tony had a chance to talk to Greg Brodzinski, the manager, earlier today. And let's hear from
Bull. All righty, have your buddy back in the manager's office with the Bull, Greg Brodzinski of the Blue Claws. And Jersey Shore coming off a series opening victory last night over Aberdeen behind a really nice outing by Stevenson Jimenez. He goes into the sixth inning, four hits, no earned runs, and he just continues to improve. Talk about him a little bit.
Yeah, no, I couldn't be more proud of the kid and the way he's been throwing the baseball, especially bouncing back after last year. Up to the bullpen.
And as he pitched last night, the prior 21 innings going into last night, he had allowed six home runs last night. Of course, he did not allow any home runs and not allow an earned run. What was the difference for him in that regard last night, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about it a little bit yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, just sometimes your surroundings, but ballpark you're playing in plays a factor. And he stayed off the barrel. He was able to create weak contact and attack the strike zone and get ahead of guys. Like, he only struck out three guys, but, you know, he let this defense work behind him. He had a couple of nice plays, and like you said, he kept the ball in the yard.
Let's go right to a couple of nice plays behind him, especially Dylan Campbell out in right field, flagged down a couple of long drives there in the middle of the ball game. And people talk about his offensive potential, which is right up there, but his defensive potential maybe for the average fan is a bit underrated. He's made some outstanding catches this year in center and right.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He really can go get it in the outfield, and I think we've seen it. Obviously, he's played a lot of center field and right field, and he continuously makes catches during these games where your eyes kind of open and you just say, wow, like, you know, how did he go get it? But his first step's really good. His angles, his routes, and the way that he can, you know, close ground on these balls that, you know, seem uncatchable, and he's able to come up with it, especially in big spots. Like, he had one to end the game the other day in Bowling Green, and he had a couple last night, and it's just, you know, when you have great plays behind you like that, it continues to give confidence to the pitchers on the mound.
Speaking of pitchers on the mound, the Flying Ironbirds didn't fly so high last night. They didn't steal many. They did steal one base, but compared to what they've done in the last couple of series with Jersey Shore, what did Jersey Shore do, if anything, to maybe control the running game a little bit better on last night's game?
No, like I talked about, obviously their pitchers doing their job and having a focus on controlling the running game, changing up. You know, Jimenez did a really good job of changing up his tempo on the mound, being quicker to plate, giving the catchers a chance to throw guys out if they needed to. And I think that's something when you talk about development, and these pitchers continually getting ready to take that next step in their career, being able to control the running game is part of that, because we've seen in the big leagues that, like, that part of the game is coming back. Guys are stealing more bases, and you know, you got to be able to control runners once they get on, and I think we did a really good job of that yesterday.
A little note here about Jake Eddington gets his first Blue Claws victories, and it's coming back to Jersey Shore from Clearwater. Pitched here a little bit last year, 24 years old. Right-hander, 2 1/3 innings, and shut him down. What did you see from Jake Eddington last night?
Yeah, I mean, since he's got back, he's throwing the ball really, really well. Obviously, came in last night, he stranded an inherited runner on base, you know, and got out of that inning, and then gave us two more strong. And
how big was that? Let me just interrupt for him to have that outing after the blow he took last week when he did give up the walk-off home run.
Yeah.
At Bowling Green, but he bounces back last night.
He did.
How big was that?
Yeah, and I think it's something we talked about after his last outing, is he threw the ball unbelievably well.
Yeah.
You know, obviously he gave up the two-run homer to that end of the game, but I believe punched out five of the six guys before that, and a guy just happened, you know, to clip him backside on a fastball, and that's baseball. It's going to happen sometimes, but, you know, even in that outing, the result aside, he threw the ball really well, and then coming back and having this opportunity to come in behind Jimenez and obviously strand the runner out there, and then give us two more strong to get us, you know.
That was Tony with Blue Claws manager Greg Brodzinski downstairs, and Tony Bull also, I'm sure, talked about Alex McFarland, tonight's starter, so let's do that. He is tonight's pitcher. Pitching matchup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus, and RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. McFarland 0-6, a 6.11 ERA of the year. And 35 in a third innings, 33 hits, 22 walks, 30 strikeouts for Alex. He was, on the improve, I think, had a few really good starts in a row. And then on the road trip, he had a tough trip. Gave up 9 runs in 5 2/3 innings, including a game in Greenville on May 28th where he didn't get out of the second inning. They gave up 4 runs and walked 5 batters in 4 innings against Bowling Green last Tuesday. The Blue Claws gave him an extra day, and I think they're just trying to rest him up, keep him fresh over the course of the long season. Remember, he missed all of last year with Tommy John surgery, and Alex was a 4th-round pick in 2022 at the University of Miami. Blake Money for Aberdeen tonight. He's a 23-year-old right-hander from Summit High School, Spring Hill, Tennessee, and then LSU, 12th-round pick in 2023 by the Orioles. 2-3 with a 3.91 ERA, 46 innings, 45 hits. He's walked 17 and has struck out 57 on the year. Tony, what else are you looking for as we approach first pitch here tonight for game 2 of this 6-game series? Blue Claws winners of 4 in a row.
Well, Greg, just to clean up some housekeeping here, Blue Claws did make a roster move that one player has left, and you'll talk about him in a second, but also a former Blue Claw has been promoted.
Yes, so a few moves around the Philly system today. Luis Caicudo was with the Blue Claws. He goes to Double-A Reading, and Keaton Anthony was in Double-A Reading, hitting over 300.
330.
Yeah, 330, and he got promoted today to Triple-A Lehigh Valley, which was very exciting for Keaton, who had 356 with the Blue Claws last season. So Anthony goes to Triple-A, Caicudo goes to Double-A, and then the other move that was made was involving catcher Jordan Disson, who's DHing in this game. Disson was technically on Redding's roster with the Blue Claws on a rehab assignment. That rehab assignment is over, and then he was transferred back to Jersey Shore. So he's, instead of playing today as a Redding Fight and Fill player on rehab, he's on the Blue Claws 30-man roster going into tonight, and that's where he was at the beginning of the season before an April promotion to Double-A. Dylan Campbell had the big hit last night. It was a 7-3 Jersey Shore win, but Campbell was the one who broke a one-all tie in the bottom of the seventh inning with a two-run double. And Campbell, in fact, has 4 doubles in his last 2 games. He had 2 doubles on Sunday in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and then 2 doubles in the ball game last night. Elio Prado also 2 hits last night, and he is 11-for-27, 4 doubles and a home run since May 21st. Bryson Ware, another hit last night. He's 25 for his last 74, and 14 of those 25 hits have gone for extra bases. So we'll plus have a few guys hitting the ball pretty well. Kate Hediger, you can throw him into that mix as well. He's 12 for his last 42. Did go 0-for-4, though, in the ball game last night for Hediger. However, Tony, he made a game-saving play in the ninth inning to end the game last night. It was a line drive up the first base line hit by Austin O'Byrne with runners in first and third in a 7-3 game with only one out of the ninth inning. And you and I both thought that ball was going over his head. He jumped up and caught it, and in the process stepped on the bag at first to end the game. If he doesn't catch that,
it's a whole different ninth inning.
It's either 7-5 with a runner at second and the tying run of the plate, or 7-4 with runners at second and third in the tying run of the plate and only one out. So that was a potential game saving play by Hediger. Great play at first base.
Yeah, Hediger is 6'1", and he needed more of that. And as you said, Greg, made just an outstanding play. Little note, Carson DeMartini, who was promoted after his red-hot streak for the last month, capped by his 2-home-run day at Bowling Green on Sunday, debuted at Reading last night with 2 hits, and then, of course, Keaton Anthony was hitting about 330 at Reading, as Greg just mentioned, has been promoted now to Lehigh Valley.
Lehigh Valley hosting Worcester tonight, and Anthony is ready to go up there in the lineup, batting third between Buddy Kennedy and Peyton Hedden. Everybody, welcome inside Shoretail Golf Park in Lakewood. It's time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on Valley Sports Live, blueclaws.com and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giambarisi. And tonight the Blue Claws take on the Aberdeen Ironbirds, the high A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're 22-36. And Jersey Shore, the high A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies, 22-35. Blue Claws have won four in a row after a win last night. Aberdeen is 16-31 in their last 47 games. Blue Claws playing their best baseball, really, of the season. They had not won more than two in a row until Sunday when they won their third straight and picked up a 7-3 win last night. Alex McFarland, Blake Money, your pitchers. Tony, how are you?
All right, Greg. Well, the Blue Claws tonight will try to do something they haven't done all year, and that is win the second game of a series after they have won the first game. Six times this season they've won the opener of a series. However, in all those six instances, now that was before last night, they dropped the second game. So last night was the seventh time they won the opener of a series, and hopefully they can make it two in a row in the series tonight.
So Alex McFarland on the mound for Jersey Shore tonight. See his numbers on the screen on the MILB TV feed. 0-6, a 6.11 ERA, 35 innings, 30 hits, 35 innings, 30 strikeouts, 22 walks, and a whip of 1.56. So got off to a rocky start. Remember, he missed all of last year after recovering from Tommy John surgery. Had a good stretch of about five starts, but then had a tough road trip, allowing nine runs in 5 2/3 innings over the two games, one in Greenville 2 weeks ago and one in Bowling Green last week when he walked five batters in four innings. Here's the lineup for Aberdeen, and Austin O'Byrne will lead off and play center. Then it's Griff O'Farrell. He's the second baseman, and he'll bat second. Vance Honeycutt, the DH, and Leandro Arias, the shortstop. Batting fifth is the left fielder, Jay Cunningham, and Anderson De Los Santos at first. Carter Young is at third base. He'll bat seventh. Then Ryan Stafford, the right fielder, and Cole Ehrman is catching, and he will bat ninth. This is the 14th meeting of the season between the two teams. Aberdeen has won seven of the first 13, five to go, including tonight through the weekend. Here's the first pitch of the game, and it's hit in the air foul down third out of play. And the count, nothing and one on Austin O'Byrne. He's at 2.34 of the year, four homers, 15 runs batted in. First pitch time today, 6:35, right on schedule. McFarland works out of the stretch, and the pitch foul back. Game time temperature is 82 degrees and clear skies. It's a gorgeous night. Lights are on. Don't need them just yet. Most of the field except a sliver up the third base line out to the bag, and only out for the mound about 5 or 6 feet is in the shade. Everything else in the sun. Here's the 0-2, and that one is up and away. One ball, two strikes. So Pierce Bennett in left, Elio Prado in center, Dylan Campbell in right field for the Blue Claws, Bryson Ware at third, Ryan Rincon at short, Cole Roberts at second, Caden Hediger at first, and the catcher is Caleb Ricketts. The pitch is lined in the air to right field, a slider that hung up a bit, and a single for O'Vern. So he's aboard at first with nobody out, and that'll bring up second baseman Griff O'Farrell.
Have to keep tabs on O'Vern here. He's got 21 steals. He's been caught four times. Aberdeen leads the league in steals with 138. They had one last night.
Yeah, they in the sixth most in all of minor league baseball out of 120 teams. There goes the runner. Pitches a drag butt up third foul by O'Farrell. O'Vern, 21 for 25 stealing bases. And Tony, of those 138 for Aberdeen this year, 54 of them have come against the Blue Claws. They're 54 for 59 in 13 games stealing bases against Jersey Shore. So that's more than four per game. McFarland set of the belt for the 0-1 to O'Farrell. Runner not going. Pitch hit in the air to right center. Hit pretty well. Prado and Campbell coming together. It's Prado reaching out. Can't get it. It's off the end of his glove and rolls back toward the track. The runner from first, O'Vern had to wait. He scampers into third, and O'Farrell will hold it first, and that should be a base hit. It was a long run, yeah, and that is a base hit for O'Farrell. Long run for Prado, fully extended. Campbell was there. Not great communication between the two, but it was a tough play. So first and third for Aberdeen with nobody out in the matter of the designated hitter, Vance Honeycutt.
Well, McFarland will try to get out of this with maybe only one run coming across here. Trying to stay out of a crooked number here in the top of the first inning. Aberdeen really quickly on the attack.
Check swing. Pitch runs in on the hands of Honeycutt, and he could not hold up. The home plate umpire today is Justin Hilton, and that call made by the base umpire, Caden Gustafson. Ryan Gall, the manager for Aberdeen. He coaches at third. O'Farrell, 13 steals, leads off first. Pitch by McFarland. Swinging him in his fastball. And the count is nothing in two. The last time we saw McFarland, he was hitting right around 95, 96 with that fastball. But it appears, unfortunately, that the Hawkeye radar is down tonight for whatever the reason. So, at least at the moment, don't have those readings for you. Here's the 0-2. Slider, swing and a miss. He got it. McFarland gets a big strikeout of Honeycutt there. And that is out number one. Honeycutt has now struck out 77 times in 206 plate appearances this season. So first and third, one out. And here's Leandro Arias. He's a shortstop and a switch hitter. 213, a homer, and 20 runs batted in for Arias on the season. 0-4 last night. And the first pitch to him is a fastball. Anthony's a called strike. And the count, nothing and one. Aberdeen won the first series between these two teams 4-2 back in April. That was the first home series of the season for Jersey Shore. And then they split the last one first week of May. Breaking ball, called strike. This is the third series of the year between these two teams, all here at Shoretown Ballpark. And the Blue Claws will make 2 second-half visits down Interstate 95 to Maryland. Ware at third, Hediger at first. They're both near the bag. Middle infielder's up near second. And a little dribbler back to the mound. It's Ricketts, the catcher, picks it up and has no play. Runner comes in from third, O'Vern to score. It was hit just far enough in front of the plate where Ricketts couldn't make the play on the ball and tag the runner. And even if he looked at first right away, I don't know that he was getting Arias anyway. It's an RBI single. And O'Vern comes in to make it 1-0 Ironbirds. O'Farrell ends up at second. And that'll bring up Jake Cunningham.
Yeah, talk about a ball in the infield, not even in the infield, in no man's land there, right in front of the plate. Nothing anybody could really do about it. Now you got to watch these runners at first and second.
Yeah, O'Farrell's got 13 steals. Arias only three, but obviously with a runner ahead of him, he's not being held on. And the pitch inside, a fastball misses. It's one ball, no strikes on Jake Cunningham. He's out of the University of Charlotte. Fifth round pick in 2023. He was a teammate there of Blue Claws pitcher Paxton Thompson. And the 1-0 is in there for a called strike. And it's 1-1 on the slider. So the Blue Claws quickly down 1-0 here in the top half of the first inning. 14 pitches so far for Alex and 12 strikes for pounding the zone. And another breaking ball. That one misses inside. Two balls, one strike on Cunningham, who went last night on. Anderson De Los Santos is on deck. Now this Aberdeen team, they're a speed-oriented team. They're not going to hit for a lot of power. They only have one homer in their last 11 games. Here's a bounce and a short. Could be two. Rincon Fields goes to second. There's one on the first. In time, Cole Roberts to Caden Hediger, 6-4-3. Rincon to Roberts to Hediger, and the side retired. But Aberdeen on the board, and they take the lead here in the top half of inning number one. They get one run. They do it on three hits. There were no errors, and one man left on base. So we played half an inning. It's the Ironbirds, nothing, and the Blue Claws coming up on Valley Sports Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood, New Jersey. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plan, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood, New Jersey today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Dylan Campbell leading it off for Jersey Shore. He has four doubles in his last two games. Aberdeen 1, Blue Claws nothing, bottom of the first. Blake Money, the right-hander out of LSU, ready to go. And Campbell steps in. He's the right fielder leading off for Jersey Shore. First pitch is grounded foul outside of third. So Aberdeen 1, and the Blue Claws coming to bat here. Caleb Ricketts bat second and catches, then Brian Rincon at short, and Bryson Weir at third. Caden Hediger is the first baseman. He bats fifth, and Elio Prado in center. Jordan Disson is the DH. He'll hit seventh. Then Pierce Bennett in left. And batting ninth, playing second base, is Cole Roberts. Here's the 0-1. And Campbell can't check his swing. Dylan Buck, 92. Six homers, 29 RBIs, and 12 steals. Stole 40 bases. 42 bases, actually, with Great Lakes last year in the Midwest League. He was in the Dodgers system and came over from the Dodgers in January. Right-handed batter out of the University of Texas. And Money into the line for the 0-2 pitch. And it's a hard grounder up the middle, lunging after it as Arias makes the play. Straightens, throws wide to first, and it hits off the tarp. Campbell makes a turn and scampers back to the bag. That'll be an E6 on Leandro Arias. Made a good play to get the ball. Then straight, that made a bad throw.
Yeah, for sure, Greg. You did a nice job, as you described, lunging right after it. Loved it, and just threw poorly to first base. For a second there, I thought Campbell had his eyes on second. He did, but the wise move was to retreat to first with the ball, caromed quickly back toward the infield.
Cole Urban, the catcher, ran up the line and was right there to back up.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yep. Here is Caleb Ricketts. The catcher takes high inside. It's one ball, no strikes. Now, Aberdeen, I think Tony did get a break on that because if that ball was a little bit higher, it would have bounced off the tarp and out of play. And that would have put Campbell on it second as Ricketts takes a curveball for a strike in the outside corner. It's 1-1. Caleb on a rehab assignment, caught 7 of the 9 innings last night and went 1-for-4 at the plate. Money on the year, 2-3, 3.91 ERA in 10 games, 8 starts, 46 innings, 45 hits, 17 walks, 57 strikeouts, and Ricketts squibs one up the third baseline. Tough play. Urban picks up with a bare hand, throws off balance the first, and in time they just got him. What a play by Cole Urban. He gets Ricketts by a quarter of a step, and that's out number one. That was far enough up the line where I thought for sure Ricketts was going to beat that out. But instead, it's a great play, 2-3, and the first out of the inning. Campbell does advance into scoring position, and the batter is the shortstop for the Blue Claws, Brian Rincon. Switch hitter batting from the left side is Rincon. Bryson Ware on deck. Brian had an RBI single last night, and the pitch is a changeup in there for a call strike. 171 for Brian. He does have four homers and 21 RBI. Had a huge grand slam to beat Brooklyn here 3 weeks ago. In the first game of that series on May 20th. And that one is on the inside corner. It's nothing in two. 21-year-old from Venezuela is Rincon. Just working hard, trying to get that bat to come around. He's an excellent shortstop. And Rincon calls time at home plate, switch hitter. He actually made it up to the Blue Claws in 2023, which was the year after he was drafted in the 14th round. Came up at the end of the season with Justin Crawford. But then last year was a lost year. Played only 30 games with a hamstring injury. 0-2, curveball, high and outside. And it's one ball, two strikes on Brian Rincon. Bryson Weir on deck. Blue Claws in their alternate baby blue jerseys today with the royal blue sleeves. And the crab with the sand pail on his head on the left chest. And Aberdeen in their road grays. Aberdeen in orange across the chest. Royal blue sleeves. Fastball high. And it's 2-2 on Brian Rincon. Aberdeen leading it 1-0. We're in the bottom of the first. Blue Claws winners in the series opener last night, 7-3, their fourth straight win. So going for five in a row for the first time this season. And here's a high pop by Rincon on the right side of the infield. Shielding his eyes from the sun is O'Farrell, backing up into shallow right. He's there and makes a one-handed catch, the second baseman. And that's two-way for Bryson Weir. If the Blue Claws do win today, it would be their first five-game winning streak since they won seven in a row last August, August 15 through 22, against Winston-Salem and Brooklyn. And prior to this four-game winning streak, Tony, they had only won two in a row twice in the first 2 months of the season. Here's Weir, right-handed batter out of Auburn. And the first pitch, breaking ball, sky to the shallow center. Starting back on it was Overt, and he just waits for it, drifting in the center fielder, and he puts it away. So the Blue Claws get a run in a second, but a couple of pop-outs and the threat. No runs, no hits, one error, and one left. We have played one inning, and it's Aberdeen 1 of the Blue Claws nothing. Valley Sports Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wherever your child's activities take you, we're there with New Jersey's highest-ranked pediatric orthopedics and urology programs. RWJ Barnabas Health has been recognized by U.S. News & World Report in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. Visit rwjbh.org/children's-health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up. Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, we head into the top half of the second inning. Blue Claws trailing Aberdeen 1-0. Joined by Dr. Jonathan Cloth of Envision Eye Care. They are here tonight, big group out on one of the party decks, and a big night They're, of course, a longtime Blue Claws partner. This year they're the presenting sponsor of the Boardwalk out in right center field. Here is Anderson De Los Santos, bouncer foul off to the left of the count, nothing and one. Dr. Gloth, how are you?
I'm doing great.
How many people are here with Envision tonight?
Oh, we've got a crew of about 50 people.
That's awesome. Up on the party deck over there to our right. Here's the 0-1 to De Los Santos. That one is up and outside at the count 1-1. How long have you been with Envision Eye Care?
I've been with Envision Eye Care 6 years.
What's your favorite part about working there?
The people are great. The
slider is dry.
The staff, the patients. I've been there 6 years. I'm the retina specialist in the practice. We cover the basics from routine eye care, glasses and contacts, laser vision correction, complex retinal surgeries, corneal surgeries.
What's the biggest innovation in eye care? Ground there right back to the mound. Nice backhand grab by McFarland. Underhands to the first baseman, Hediger. One up and one down. What's the biggest improvement in eye care over the last, call it 5-6 years?
You know, our treatment of macular degeneration continues to improve both the wet and dry forms. We have injections that slow those diseases down significantly. We get better and better with cataract surgery, more accurate with our laser vision correction. People are coming out with better than 20/20 vision.
Here's Carter Young, batting left, up and away, one ball, no strikes. How far has that come along? LASIK laser eye surgery since it came on the market, 15, 20 years ago?
It's been almost 30 years
okay.
now. And it's come a long way.
1-0, that is outside, and it's two balls, no strikes. So you were in elementary school, middle school when it came out, yeah?
I was in high school when it first started doing it, yeah.
Is it in and out still? Like one day? It not is, one high and outside?
It's in and out. And it's painless. They're seeing better almost instantly. Yeah, it's a great procedure.
Would you recommend it to, who would you recommend it for?
Anybody, between the age of 20 and 40 whose eyeglass prescription is stable.
Fastball called strike and the count 3-1.
They'll save money on, a lot of money on glasses and contacts, and they won't have to deal with the hassle of paying for glasses and paying for contacts on an annual basis.
3-1. That's at the knees. I do fit that. I honestly like the glasses.
A lot of people do.
Right? More now than ever.
Some people look great with glasses. And we have a great optical department, so you can always come in, and if you like glasses, we've got a nice selection.
3 balls, 2 strikes on Carter Young, who is here on a rehab assignment with from their double-A team, Chesapeake. And he hits this one, a hot shot, the short pick, nicely short, hop, Rincon, good play. Double clutch, throws to first just in time. He almost double clutched into a base hit, but he does get Young by half a step, 2 men away. We're talking with Dr. Jonathan Gloth from Envision Eye Care. They are here tonight, and Dr. Gloth kind enough to stop by. When you were growing up, when you were thinking about moving into the medical field, what brought you to optometry and ophthalmology?
You know, ophthalmology is a great mix of medicine and surgery.
Here's Ryan Hathen hitting Ryan Stafford, and he takes inside the right fielder. 1 ball, no strikes.
And I was always impressed with how the ophthalmologist was really able to improve the patient's quality of life. People value their vision, obviously.
Slider, that's on the inside corner.
And to have the ability to restore somebody's sight when they're going blind, whether it's from a cataract or a retinal condition or corneal pathology, it's truly a privilege.
1-1, and a breaking ball for a strike. 1-2.
And when I was rotating through the various specialties in medical school, I noticed that not only were the ophthalmologists very happy as physicians, but their patients were real happy too, and they were able to, provide pretty extraordinary outcomes. And it was also a very dynamic specialty where there was a lot of research, and they were just getting better and better.
1-2 is outside. How can folks find out more about Envision Eye Care and reach out about becoming a patient?
You can go out to the boardwalk there, and You can scan one of the barcodes and make an appointment.
Fastball outside, just missed.
You can go to envisioneyecare.com. You can call us at 732-905-5600 to make an appointment if you have any issues with the eyes whatsoever. It'd be a great idea. We'll be giving out with various Envision Nights where we're giving out cards.
Hard ground ball in the hole, past the dive of Ware, the third baseman, out into left field. Base hit for Stafford, and he turns and holds there. So the eight hitter aboard, and that'll bring up Cole Irvin, the catcher. Go ahead.
Keep your eyes out, eyes peeled in the ballpark. You'll see our signs, and like I said, in the boardwalk area, there's areas where you can make appointments, especially if you're interested in laser vision correction.
Irvin is a right-handed batter, runner bluffs, fastball strike, they throw behind the runner at first, and back standing is Stafford. Irvin, 16th round pick in 2023 out of Cal State Fullerton, 0-6 since joining Aberdeen, began the year with Delmarva, their low-A team, where he hit .230 with two homers in 33 games. Right-handed batter with an open stance. 1-0 Aberdeen, top of the second. And McFarland's pitch is fouled back out of play to our right, and a count one ball and one strike. I've been there. They envision. They do an amazing job. So highly recommended. And for the record, I would say that whether you were here or whether Envision was a partner or not, I've been there as a patient. They do an amazing job. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Runner does steal the bag, but it doesn't matter because it's strike three, and then retires the side. Dr. Jonathan Cloth, Envision Eye Care, thank you so much for a few minutes. We'll let you get back and enjoy the rest of the night with your family, your friends, your colleagues. Over on the party deck there. It was great to see you. Good luck, and have an enjoyable summer.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Anytime. No runs on one hit and one left. We go to the bottom of the second. It's 1-0. Aberdeen in front on Valley Sports Live, BlueCloths.com, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Same game parlays and slot games for days. Double the fun with the Bally Bet app. Let's play. You can bet on football, basketball, baseball, or play blackjack, roulette, even baccarat, y'all. It's double the fun, two apps in one. Download it today, but only if you're 21. The Bally Bet sportsbook and casino app. You can win real money on your phone.
No cap.
Must be 21 plus, New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Bally Bet sportsbook and casino.
Download it.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Caden Henninger leading it off for Jersey Shore. I'm out of the second inning on an absolutely beautiful night here at Shoretown Ballpark. 85 degrees, sunny skies, the way it should be, Tony, in the summer. Blue Claws, except this part, Blue Claws down 1-0. So here's Henninger against Blake Money, the right-hander, and the pitch is a strike. Fastball over the outside corner, and on the count, nothing and one. Henninger, 231, 6 homers, 17 RBIs. One of his six homers, a walk-off three-run shot against this Ironbird club here in Lakewood on May 6th. And the 0-1 is way outside on a curveball. Henninger from Sierra Canyon High School in California, 11th round pick in 2023 on Memorial Day, May 25th. Caden celebrated his 21st birthday by flying to South Carolina. Plus, spent the last 2 weeks on the road, and a big cut and miss there by Henninger. It's one ball, two strikes. Steps out and calls time. Wind is blowing out, Tony, towards right center today, so that'll help these hitters, especially the left-handed batters. Ricketts, Rincon, Henninger are the three in the lineup today for Jersey Shore. And the 1-2, curveball, swinging a miss, got him, strike three. So Hediger is down swinging, and that's out number one. It brings up center fielder Elio Prado, who has played very well lately. 11 for 27 since May 31st. He had two hits last night in his first game against his former team. Prado was a member of the Ironbirds last season, and then the Phillies got him in the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft. 23 years old. And the first pitch on the way is a curveball, swing and a miss. Prado began his career in the Red Sox system, but was traded to the Orioles in a deal that sent Andrew Cashner to Boston. And then the Phillies took him in the minor league Rule 5 draft last year. Squibb foul behind home plate, and the count is nothing in two. Money spent all of last year in Delmarva. It's their low A team in Salisbury, Maryland, where he had 3.15 ERA. Delmarva, of course, and the Blue Claws used to play together for years, or play against each other for years in the SAL North. And swing and a miss by Prado, strike three. So Money has retired five in a row. The only batter to reach Dylan Campbell did so on an E6. Two strikeouts for Blake Money, and here's Jordan Disson, the designated hitter.
Yeah, it seemed like the Blue Claws were playing Delmarva every week. The Blue Claws and the Shorebirds were in the Sally League. Now it seems like they play the Ironbirds almost every day. And indeed, this is the third series against Aberdeen this year, all thus far here in Shoretown. They have two more series to go later on down in Maryland.
Fastball, that's down the middle for a called strike. Yeah, so Delmarva is tricky to get to. It's down at Route 13.
Yeah.
And it has much easier access to the south, and it's tough for them to get to the north because you got to come up all the, you know, Route 13. It takes forever to get up there, a lot of traffic. So they put Delmarva in the southern division, or sorry, the Carolina League, which goes south. Easier access. And also, as this takes one ball, one strike, Aberdeen Stadium is a little bit newer, so that's why they put them in high A as well, I'm sure. But Aberdeen, much easier access to get to the north with the teams in this league. Foul back by Disson out of play. And the count is 1-2. For example, the quickest way to get from Delmarva to Brooklyn legitimately might be by boat.
Right, yeah.
True. Right?
That's true.
You know, but Aberdeen, just a straight shot up 95. And then once you have to go to Staten Island, then you're just going to sit in a parking lot. Breaking ball to Disson is low. It's 2-2. Jordan 9 for 43 with the Blue Claws this year. We mentioned on the pregame show, he's now on the active roster. Was the last couple of weeks on a rehab assignment from AA Reading, but he's now on the active roster. And the 2-2 pitch is a check swing, and he went around and chased one down to the dirt, strike three. So Blake Money comes on and strikes out the side of the second. Good start for him. 1-0 Aberdeen. Go to the third. Valley Sports Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood, New Jersey. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plan, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood, New Jersey today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Top of the third, Aberdeen 1, Jersey Shore 0. And the Ironbirds will have the top of their order coming up here against Alex McFarland, who gave up a run on three hits in the first inning and then had a scoreless second. Austin O'Byrne, Griff O'Farrell, and Vance Honeycutt. O'Byrne, left-handed batter, the center fielder to start things off in the third. He singled in the first inning and scored the only run of the game. Fastball from McFarland is low, one ball, no strikes. Alex from St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands. He had come over to the U.S. to play before college. Did it in one of the breaking ball is outside in the count 2-0. The middle fields, like the between the full 60-90 fields and the 45-60 fields, they have those 50-70 fields, and they played in one of those when he was about 12 and 13 years old. Out in California, the World Series for that. So he had been over here before. Then he had some family friends in Georgia. So just to get a little more exposure to American college coaches, he played 1 year of high school baseball in Georgia. Pitches outside, three balls and a strike. And then ended up at the University of Miami for a couple of years before the Phillies took him in the fourth round in 2022. He was ticketed for the Blue Claws, fastball, low ball, four, leadoff walk, in 2024. That was the plan. But at the end of the 2023 season, he ended up requiring Tommy John surgery, which knocked him out for all of 2024. And then he debuted with the Blue Claws in April. That's his first walk tonight. He did walk five batters in his last start. Throw to first, close, and not in time. O'Byrne, 21 for 25 on the year, stealing bases. He was going on the first pitch. McFarland threw to O'Farrell in the first inning, but it was fouled off. And this one is grounded in the hole at short, tough play. Backhand, Rincon, jump throw back to second, lunging grab by Roberts, and he holds the base. Good play by Cole Roberts to get that throw and keep his foot on the base. So fielder's choice is scored 6-4. That was a tough play by Rincon and Roberts, and they make it well, one away.
Yeah, Greg, you called that certainly. First of all, the play in the hole by Rincon, and then Roberts had a really do the first base type stretch there to maintain contact with the bag. They registered the fourth play.
There's Vance Honeycutt, who struck out his first time. And the count is nothing in one. Honeycutt, 77 strikeouts in 206 plate appearances for him. He's hitting 208, does have two homers on the season. First round pick last year, and North Carolina takes that one low, and it's a ball and a strike. So elsewhere in the Sally League, just to reset this for you, coming into tonight in the SAL North, Brooklyn a game and a half lead on Greensboro and a 4.5 game lead on Hudson Valley. Throw to first and not in time. Brooklyn is hosting Asheville, no score, mid two. Greensboro's at Rome. Greensboro leads 1-0. They just played the top of the first. And Hudson Valley leading Greenville 3-0 there in the third. Here's a fly ball hit well by Honeycutt out in the right center on the run, Prado toward the track, makes the catch out in the boardwalk in right center field. And that's out number two. Honeycutt hit that hard, but it's tracked down by Prado for the second out, and O'Farrell goes back to first. There is a scenario where the Blue Claws would have to make up a game that was rained out against Hudson Valley on May 4th up in Wappingers Falls, but that would require Hudson Valley to be in the mix next week. First half ends next Thursday. Here's Leandro Arias, and he lines one over the head of Ware, third, and down the left field line, a base hit. Bennett to his right to cut it off and fire it in towards third. Stopping at second base is Griff O'Farrell, so Leandro Arias with his second single. And first and second for Aberdeen in the third with two outs for Jake Cunningham, the left fielder. Cunningham grounded into a 6-4-3 double play his first time to end the first inning. So, yeah, Tony, it'll be a good race, I think, down in the wire. We saw Brooklyn here twice. They're really good. And the only teams we've actually seen in person are Brooklyn and Aberdeen because of the unique way they made the schedule this year. And that one in there for a strike. This is the fifth series of the season for Jersey Shore at home. And they played two teams, which is bizarre. But Brooklyn is a very good team. I mean, look, they're 40-18. I think I saw a stat. Only Brooklyn and Lehigh Valley have 40 wins among minor league teams right now. Ground ball back toward the middle near the bag. Roberts, he plants behind the bag, throws the first in time to get Cunningham 4-3 on the putout, and that retires the side. No runs, one hit, one walk, two left. Aberdeen's left five through 2.5. They lead it 1-0. Valley Sports Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wherever your child's activities take you, we're there with New Jersey's highest-ranked pediatric orthopedics and urology programs. RWJ Barnabas Health has been recognized by U.S. News & World Report in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. Visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up. Jersey Shore down 1-0. We go to the bottom of the third inning, and Pierce Bennett will lead it off for the Blue Claws against Lake Bunny. We were talking about, Tony, the pennant race in the SAL North. Remember, the first half ends next Thursday. So, 8 games, including tonight. Possibly 9 if the Blue Claws have to make up that game against Hudson Valley, but that will only happen if the Renegades are still mathematically alive. They're 4.5 out with 8 to play, so if they're not on life support, trending down, and a breaking ball outside to Benny Barrels, 1-0. Pierce is at 237, 3 homers, 18 RBIs. He did have two hits in the game last night, singles in each of his last two at-bats. And the 1-0, breaking ball, skied off, first foul, out of play. Chasing after it is Anderson De Los Santos. It's in the sixth. Cunningham, Overt, and Stafford left to right for Aberdeen in the outfield. Young and Arias third and short. O'Farrell, De Los Santos at second and first, and Cole Irvin is doing the catching. Bennett, then Cole Roberts, and then Dylan Kemp for Jersey Shore here in the bottom half of the third. Aberdeen up 1-0. They already have 5 hits. Fastball low, 2-1. They already have 5 hits, but they've left 5 men on base already. And the Blue Claws, meanwhile, have sent 7 men to the plate. 3 have struck out. 6 have been retired, and only Dylan Campbell reached base, and he did so on an error on the shortstop, Arias. So Jersey Shore is still without their first hit. 2-1, and Bennett takes inside, just missing. And the count is 3-1 from the right-hander, Blake Money. In the Philly system, we'll follow that Lehigh game for you, where Keaton Anthony, 2024 Blue Claw, making his AAA debut. Rob Bennett, good swing, fouls it off to the right. A little bit late on it, though. The count is 4-3-2. And Anthony was retired in his first AAA at bat, grounding out to second base. Lehigh Valley trailing Worcester 1-0. They are in good shape. They have a 5-game lead on Jacksonville. Breaking ball high and inside, and it's ball four. Bennett ducked down to the wing, and he's aboard at first to lead off here in the third. Lehigh, a 5-game lead over Jacksonville with 11 games left in the AAA first half. Remember, their season's longer, so thus their first half is longer. And that doesn't end until the 22nd, unlike the Blue Claws first half, which ends on the 19th. Lehigh has lost four in a row, but still five up, 11 to play. Fastball strike. Drew Roberts on the outside corner, and the count on Cole is nothing at one.
Of course, they've lost Mick Abel. They lost Mick Abel to the Phillies. Keaton Anthony has been promoted as of today. Andrew Painter's had two rough starts in a row.
0-1, and that's right outside Otto Kemp.
And Otto Kemp, of course, is with the Phillies now.
Did you see that clip? I saw a clip today. Otto Kemp had said, I guess it was last night, or maybe it was two nights ago. And the pitch to Roberts, swing and a miss, a changeup, and it's 1-2. He said that the last time he had bunted before the other night was in summer ball in 2021, and he popped up to the catcher. So the next day they asked Rob Thompson that. And Thompson said, well, that's funny, because when I asked him if he could bunt, he said, oh, yeah, no problem. Here's the 1-2, popped up foul first base side, and into the seats out of play. I believe that was a question from our intrepid reporter friend, Matt Gilp. Couldn't see him on the camera, but I heard him ask the question. I'm almost positive that was Matt. Of course, from The Athletic. 1-2 on Roberts. Breaking ball, broken bat. The ball rolls foul. The bat splintered. And the splintered part went halfway up the third base line, so Roberts taps the bat on the ground. I don't think he saw the splinter come on. No, yo, he must have. He definitely saw it. But he did tap it on the ground anyway.
He just tapped the rebound on the ground.
We saw the sliver go the other way. The ball went to Cole's right. The bat part, the splinter of the bat, went up the third baseline. It was holding 99% of the bat, or maybe 95% of the bat in his hand. But you need all 100% of that bat. Here's the 1-2 now. With a new piece of lumber, swinging him, it's got him strike three. Well, Roberts down swinging. Four strikeouts, all swinging for Blake Money, who has struck out as many as nine in a game. That was last Wednesday against Hudson Valley. 5 1/3 innings, 5 hits, 4 runs, walked 4, and struck out 9 in that game. Top of the order, here's Dylan Campbell, who had 2 hits. Both doubles last night. Right-handed hitter from Houston, Texas. Takes inside a curveball. And the count 1-1 of those strikes. Now, of course, Texas, Dylan's alma mater, and LSU Money's SEC rivals. But not when Dylan was there. His last year in Austin was the last year in the Big 12. Fly ball left field, hit well. Going back, Cunningham, not well enough. Back in front of the track, Cunningham makes the catch. And that's the second out. And back to first goes Pierce Bennett. And the batter, Caleb Ricketts. Always good to see Caleb, Tony, because it makes you remember that home run he hit against Hudson Valley in the SAL Northern Division Championship
for sure,
Series,
yeah,
in 2023. It was game one of that best of three. Blue Claws were down 1-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning. And he had a 2-run homer. Blue Claws won that game. Unfortunately, lost the next two to get knocked out, but that was still a great night. Popped up off third foul. Young is there, the third baseman, right near the bag. He puts it away, and the side is retired. No runs, no hits, one walk, and one left. We've played 3 innings. It's Aberdeen 1 and the Blue Claws nothing. Valley Sports Live, blueclaws.com, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Same game parlays and slot games for days. Double the fun with the Bally Bet app. Let's play. You can bet on football, basketball, baseball, or play blackjack, roulette, even baccarat, y'all. It's double the fun, two apps in one. Download it today, but only if you're 21. The Bally Bet Sportsbook and Casino app. You can win real money on your phone.
No cap.
Must be 21 plus, New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Bally Bet Sportsbook and Casino.
Download it.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Top of the fourth, 1-0 Aberdeen. Here's Tony.
All right, Greg, Alex McFarland set to go in this top of the fourth inning. One run, five hits, one error for the Ironbirds. Zeros across the board for the Blue Claws, and McFarland will face 6, 7, and 8. Here to start off the top of the fourth, Anderson De Los Santos. Right-hand hitter takes a breaking ball that slices over the inside corner. No balls and one strike. De Los Santos bounced back to McFarland in his first at-bat. 2-11, three homers, 15 runs batted in. Fastball lined out to center, but waiting for it out there is Prado, and he makes the play easily, and that's two pitches, one gone here in the top of the fourth inning. McFarland coming off the year 2024 he missed due to Tommy John surgery. This year 0-6 with a 6.11 ERA, though he has thrown some pretty good ball games. Though the record on the ERA does not really reflect it. Had a rough outing his last time up as he pitches to Carter Young, the rehabbing third baseman for Aberdeen. And the first pitch misses, and the second one sails wide. It's two balls and no strikes. Last outing, just over two innings at Bowling Green on June 30, walked five, allowed four earned runs. But going back to May 15th, really nice outing against Wilmington. There's a breaking ball that's in there for a strike. It's two balls and one strike. Six innings, one run. That actually turned out to be a complete game because it was part of a doubleheader, and he lost that one. That was a tough one, 1-0. Here's the next one, swung on, that's lined in the left center field, a base hit. Prado over to cut it off, and it's a one-out single for Young here in the top of the fourth inning. Let's bring up Ryan Stafford out of Cal Poly. Stafford playing right field tonight. He also catches. You don't see that a whole lot. Tonight he's playing in the outfield. He singled his first at bat. And the pitch to him is inside for a ball. He's out of Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. This is his 49th game. So he's been a workhorse. They've played now 59 games. So he's been in a lot of them, either in the outfield or behind the plate. Takes a called strike. 22-year-old, fifth-round pick in 2024 by the Orioles. The runner at first is Young with one out here in the top of the fourth, 1-0 Aberdeen. The pitch home, he's tipped foul behind the plate, and it's one ball and two strikes. As a junior, his final year in college with second-team All-Big West and the Big West Defensive Player of the Year. A 368 with six homers and 46 runs batted in. That was his final year in college. Checks his swing and no swing, says base umpire Caden Gustafson. And the count is two balls and two strikes on Stafford. McFarland, glove on the left knee, comes set at the belt. And the runner goes. The pitch is low and away. Here's the throw on a hop tag, and he is out at second base. Ricketts guns down. Young was trying for his first steal with Aberdeen this year. That's 30 in his career. He's been a pro since 2022, but easy race there on the fine. Tossed down the second by Caleb Ricketts. So a caught stealing. That's what you got to do. This Aberdeen club will push the envelope at all times. And now two outs and nobody on for Stafford. And the count is 3-2. McFarlane, everything from the stretch. He wheels and deals, and it's inside. Is that ball four? It is. So a plus that the Blue Claws were able to gun down Young trying to steal. So two outs, a runner aboard. That's Stafford. He has 12 steals this year. He might try to go. He's got 22 in his career since he was drafted last year. Here is the catcher, Cole Ehrman. And now we have a conference at the mound as Blue Claws pitching coach Ryan Buchter goes out to have a chat. Blue Claws Baseball brought to you by Chick-fil-A. With Chick-fil-A, friends and family tickets, you'll get 4 Blue Claws tickets, 4 Blue Claws caps, 4 Chick-fil-A meal vouchers, $160 value for just $80. Order yours at blueclaws.com. And remember, eat more chicken. So I had some nice healthy fruit. Which is what Greg, are you doing? Is that, what is that? I'm looking at what Greg is. I had some fruit before the game. There's a number 9 hitter. And the pitch to Ehrman is a called strike. It's nothing and one. This is just his third game with Aberdeen. He is 0-6. He's from another one of those California schools. And he is from Cal State Fullerton. And the pitch to him is a called strike. It's nothing and one. There goes the runner. The pitch is swing and a miss. Here's the throw to second. This one's high and safe. Might have had a shot at him. Ricketts unleashed a bullet down the second, but this time it was too high. And Stafford successfully negotiates his 13th steal of the year. So considering everything, it's a good thing he threw out that other base runner, the earlier runner in Young. But a runner at second now with two outs. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball. He struck him out. That's the third K in the ball game for McFarlane. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. Go to the bottom of the fourth. Blue Claws trying to get something going. They're down 1-0 on MILB-TV, Valley Sports Live, and BlueClaws.com.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood, New Jersey. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plan, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood, New Jersey today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
middle of the bottom of the fourth inning, and for a second straight day, the Blue Claws have run into a buzzsaw of a starting pitcher. This time it's Blake Money. He has been, pun intended, money against the Blue Claws thus far this year. And a strong outing against him his last time. He deals now to Brian Rincon to begin the bottom of the fourth inning. It'll be Rincon, Ware, and Hettinger. Switch hitter batting left is Brian. And got a ball and a strike to the 21-year-old. Also out of the stretch. And a bouncing ball toward the middle, lunging to his left. The shortstop makes the running throw, and Arias completes the play to De Los Santos, and that's one down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So last night it was Michael Fauret who went three innings against the Blue Claws, and three innings he dominated. Then he gave up a leadoff double to Dylan Campbell to begin the fourth, and he was lifted. He was coming back from about a month-long stint on the IL, so they weren't going to let him go too far in the ballgame. Blue Claws eventually went on to win the game, 7-3. And tonight, Money is dominating. Blue Claws looking for a hit here with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Bryson Ware is the hitter. On the count is 0-1. The next one is fouled back to the screen, and it's 0-2. Back on May 7th here at Jersey Shore, Money went five innings, allowed four hits, no runs. He struck out six, and he walked one, and Aberdeen went on to a 1-0 victory. Now, before that, the Blue Claws hit him around a little bit in an earlier start here. 0-2 on Bryson Ware, a let-up swing and a miss, and Ware strikes out. For Money, that is his fifth strikeout. So two outs and nobody on. Here's Caden Hettinger trying to snap the string of whiffs here. He has fanned his last five times. He struck out four times last night. Struck out back in the second inning. Hettinger overall, though, has been good here with Jersey Shore. Six home runs, 17 runs batted in. Takes a fastball strike. And it's nothing and one to Hettinger, hitting at 229 as Caden. But since May 24th, including last night, he was hitting 285 over that stretch. Here's the next one. It's wide for ball. It's one ball, one strike. We're in the bottom of the fourth. It's 1-0 Aberdeen here in Shoretown. Teasel do it again for the rest of the week. Now, tomorrow night is a later start. Here's the next one to Caden. Breaking ball just outside. Starting tomorrow night, the weeknight games will be at 7:05. They've been through 2025 thus far at 6:35, and now they move back to 7:05 for the rest of the season during the week. Swinging a ball, belted foul down the left field line, and a count on Caden is two balls and two strikes.
Just Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
We'll move to 7:05. Tuesday and Wednesday will stay at 6:35, thankfully.
Which is good. We love these 6:35 starts.
Wait, if they want to start at 2:05, I'm not going to object.
No. And Hettinger takes strike three called. So Caden is K it again, and that's number six of the ball game for Blake Money. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We go to the fifth in Shoretown. It's a 1-0 Aberdeen lead on MILB TV, Valley Sports Live, and BlueClaws.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wherever your child's activities take you, we're there with New Jersey's highest-ranked pediatric orthopedics and urology programs. RWJ Barnabas Health has been recognized by U.S. News & World Report in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. Visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays of the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to blueclaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's blueclaws.com today. Claws up.
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Jamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. Welcome back to Shoretown. Lakewood, New Jersey, go to the top of the fifth. And a new arm in for Jersey Shore will face the top of the order here for Aberdeen. Brandon Beckel is on in relief. 23 years old, 6'4", 225. He's 12th round pick in 2023 out of Texas Tech. And he faces Austin O'Byrne. First pitch is missing for a ball. The second one to the left-hand batter is a called strike. It's 1-1. Beckel has been solid all year for Jersey Shore. This is his 14th game. He did make one start. No record of 2.56 earned run average. The pitch to O'Byrne is pulled foul down the first base side. And the count is 1-2. 31 2/3 innings, 27 hits, 32 strikeouts, and 12 walks. 0-2. Swing high, pop fly, shallow left. Blue Claws have a man there. That's Pierce Bennett. He wraps it up, and that's one away. There is Griff O'Farrell, the number 6 prospect in the O's system to stand in. The league hitting just 218 against Beckel. Again, 32 strikeouts, 12 walks, 31 2/3 innings, and he has allowed 3 home runs. And the pitch to O'Farrell is a called strike.
Beckel's been, a major bright spot.
Not really talked about him a whole lot, and we should be talking about him more. He has been, as you said, Greg, excellent, really. That one misses, low and away. It's 1-1.
He did have a tough road trip. Gave up 5 runs in Greenville, an inning and a third, though only one was earned. He did allow 5 hits.
The next one is booped foul over the first base dugout.
And then gave up 5 more runs also at Greenville on the first. 3 earned home run in that one. And then did throw a 1-2-3 inning at Bowling Green on Saturday. His last time out.
And the 1-2 breaking ball is low as O'Farrell lays off, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Divided time last year between Clearwater and Jersey Shore. Clearwater, he was 4-1, a 3.28 ERA. Came up here, had no record in 5 games, a 3.68 ERA. The righty deals, and there's a ball lashed in the left center. That's going to fall for a hit. Over to get it is Bennett, and holding on at first is O'Farrell with his second hit of the night. He's 2-for-3. He's singled in the first and grabbed it into a forced play in the third. Here is Vance Honeycutt, who certainly the Orioles brass would like to see get going here. Struck out for the 77th time in the first inning. Their number 1 pick from a year ago flew out back in the third. And Beckel deals a called strike. It's nothing and one. Beckel broke in the Florida Complex League and divided time between the FCL and the Florida State League. Well, most of that year was spent in the Florida State League. Here's a high pop fly a mile up along third, and settling under is Ware to make the play. That's two down. But yeah, he's had some, as Greg pointed out, some bumpy spots for sure, but overall he's been solid. And we're going to work on the cleanup hitter in Leandro Arias, the switch hitting number 21 prospect in the O's system, has single twice. He's first inning nubbing single in front of the plate, knocked in the only run in this game. It was the third hit in the inning. And the first pitch to him is outside for a ball. It's 1-0. So another instance where McFarland is on the hook, even though he pitched pretty well. And leads after four innings. He could lose it, of course. It's a foul back. He cannot win.
It was definitely an improved start, though.
For sure, yeah.
After his last couple from that two-week road trip. So a definite step in the right direction.
Yeah, Bull was talking about that before the ball game. Again, at this level, it's all about progress and development. And overall, coming back from Tommy John surgery, he is making progress. And the next one is beneath the knees, and it's two balls and one strike.
Well, the other thing is you got to look at progress in a general sense.
Right.
Like, you're not going to go, this start was a four, this start was a four and a half, this start was a five, until you get to 10. It's kind of an ebb
and flow.
At
the whole thing, yeah. Two balls and a strike on Arias. The pitch to him is swung on, bounced to second. Up with it is Roberts to make the play. The side retired. So good inning for Brandon Beckel. No runs, one hit, no errors. One left. Bottom of the fifth. Blue Claws still looking for some offense. They're down 1-0 on MLB TV. Valley Sports Live on BlueClaws.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Same game parlays and slot games for days. Double the fun with the Bally Bet app. Let's play. You can bet on football, basketball, baseball, or play blackjack, roulette, even baccarat, y'all. It's double the fun, two apps in one. Download it today, but only if you're 21. The Bally Bet Sportsbook and Casino app. You can win real money on your phone. No cap. Must be 21 plus, New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Bally Bet Sportsbook and Casino. Download it.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Got to the bottom of the fifth inning. Lupo's still looking for a hit. No runs, no hits, and no errors for Jersey Shore against Blake Money. They've had one base runner, Pierce Bennett, led off the third with a walk. Here is Ilio Prado, 6-7-8. The former Iron Bird. Batting from the right side, and the breaking ball sails in high. It's one ball and no strikes on Prado. The 23-year-old has been a pro since 2019. 268 with Jersey Shore, two homers for Jersey Shore, 12 runs batted in. Looks at another off-speed delivery that's in there for a called strike. This is his 23rd game with Jersey Shore. Lucas 11-14 at home this year. as Money pauses and deals. Swinging a well-hit ball, deep left center field. It's carrying back toward the track, still going. It's in for extra bases. Prado on his way to second. He'll roll in with a stand-up double. First hit of the ball game for Jersey Shore is a double. And Greg, last night, the first hit of the ball game for Jersey Shore was a double off the bat of Dylan Campbell.
In the fourth inning.
That's
so
right.
It takes a few innings, but they did score seven last night, so maybe they'll get there tonight. Prado continues his good play.
That's right.
His third hit of the series. He's 12 for his last 29. And he's been a nice addition to this Blue Claws lineup.
So he's at second with nobody out. Here's Jordan Disson, who struck out his first at bat. Of course, the basic baseball play here, try to get that runner over to third, and Disson looks at a strike and it's nothing in one. He struck out. First time up. Money is fan six. So Prado at second. He's the potential tying run. Nobody out, bottom of the fifth. Money glancing back that way, deals, and that's in the dirt. And it's smothered by Ehrman, the catcher, and it's one ball and one strike.
Prado, by the way, up now to 278 event. Lead off two base hit.
Yeah, Prado since May 11th coming into tonight was hitting 407, 11 for 23. The pitch home, Disson waves and misses. And it's 1-2. Again, trying to see what he can do to get Prado over to third. Number seven in the order, it will be followed by Pierce Bennett. And then Cole Roberts would follow him. This in 205, no homers and four runs batted in. Right-hand hitter waits, Money to the plate. Swing and a miss, and Disson strikes out. Number seven for Money, and that's one down here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's Pierce Bennett, the only other base runner tonight prior to Prado's leadoff double here in the fifth. He walked back in the second. Coming on a little later, we'll have the out-of-town scoreboard for you, brought to you by Insurance Office of America. Phillies won today. They beat the Cubs to win that series. Beat our old friend Ben Brown, the former Blue Claw. Here's the pitch to the plate, and Bennett looks at it on the outside edge. It's nothing in one to Pierce.
Who did the Phillies get for Ben Brown?
That would have been that David Robertson.
That's right. Deadline in 2022.
He helped them a little bit. And the 0-1 to Pierce. And the former Wake Forest stands out.
Ben
takes a called strike.
Last pitched for the Phillies in a Blue Claws uniform. He was with Redding, though, when the trade went down. He got promoted.
Yeah,
and he got traded before he made his double-A debut.
No balls and two strikes on Bennett. Money to the plate. Swinging the ball lashed the other way, foul. Up onto the concourse, and the count holds at 0-2. Insurance Office of America insures business in our area for property, general liability, employee benefits, or personal service. Call Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900. Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900. Blue Claws looking to even the game, at least here in the bottom of the fifth. Bennett off the fist, fouls it back. And the count remains nothing and two to Pierce Bennett. Bennett played last night, had a couple of late hits in the ball game, drove in a run. Blue Claws pulled away in the latter innings. Trying to get this one even here on the bottom of the fifth. Prado with second, one out, breaking ball. This one's pulled foul. And the count remains nothing and two. Bennett battling Money here. Bennett, 237, three home runs, and 18 runs batted in. It's a 42nd game for Pierce, 23-year-old out of Wake Forest. 20th round pick by the Phils in 2023. The stretch. And the pitch, fastball, that's low and outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Cole Roberts son of L.A. Dodgers skipper Dave Roberts, waiting in the on-deck circle. The stretch, my money. And the pitch to Pierce. Swinging a little number on the left side. Third baseman charging, can't handle it. Infield hit. Roberts goes to third. Well, Benno will take it. He battled all at bat and just got enough of it to dribble it to the left of the mound, and nobody could make a play. Eventually, the third baseman Young got there, but to no avail. So now the Blue Claws first and third, one out, bottom of the fifth. They're down 1-0. And the pitching coach, Jerry Heilman, will take a stroll to the mound here in the bottom of the fifth. BlueClaws.com is your one-stop shop for all things Blue Claws: tickets, news, promotions, special events, merchandise, and more. And best news, it's open 24 hours a day. Log on to BlueClaws.com. Well, Greg, a big spot here for Roberts. 24-year-old has been a pro since 2023. Philly picked him up out of the Diamondback system over the winter. It's a good young veteran to have in the system. Certainly has a tremendous baseball pedigree. He's been back and forth a little bit this year between Redding and Jersey Shore. And here we go. The runner at third is Prado. The runner at first is Bennett. One out. Infield back in double play depth. The stretch and the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball, not deep in center. Center fielder rushing in. Second baseman out in shallow center makes the catch, and no advance off third. As O'Farrell got out there in very shallow center. He had O'Byrne racing in from center, but O'Farrell got there first, and really not much of a chance for Prado, who's got okay wheels, but is not a burner, to tag up and score. So a big out there. Roberts is retired, two outs. The top of the order is Dylan Campbell, who got the big hit last night, a two-run double in the seventh inning to snap a tie and send the Blue Claws on to the win. So here is Campbell, first and third, now two outs, bottom of the fifth. Swing of a line drive, base hit center field. That'll tie the score. And we are even at one here in the bottom of the fifth inning on the RBI single by Dylan Campbell. Second straight night, he's had a key hit. Had two doubles last night. Had the double that started the Blue Claws on the way back in the ball game, and then had the two-run double to snap a tie in the seventh. And here he laces the first pitch he sees here in the bottom of the fifth inning for a game-tying single. So Prado has scored. Bennett stopped at second base. The hitter is Caleb Ricketts. The pitch to Ricketts. Takes low for a ball. Left-hand batter is 0 for 2 tonight on rehab assignment off the Reading roster. 25-year-old, former seventh-round pick of the Phillies out of the University of San Diego in 2022. First and second, two away. The pitch home is high. And it's two balls and no strikes on Ricketts. Played in his first game this year with Jersey Shore last night. On the rehab assignment, went 1-for-4 with an infield hit.
Broke his hand with Redding back in April about 2 months ago on a foul tip while catching.
And the next one is a called strike.
So that's why he's been out. He played three games with Clearwater last week. It went just fine. He had a walk-off grand slam on Sunday.
Can't do much better than that. Bennett at second. Campbell, who can really run at first, two outs. The pitch, swing and a miss. Big cut, no contact by Ricketts. Two balls, two strikes on Caleb. 0 for 2 tonight. Blue Claws have tied this thing up. That gets McFarland off the hook. Two balls, two strikes, two gone, two on. Deuce is wild. Here's the pitch. Swing and a well-hit foul to right. Got around on that one and sails it out over the picnic area in right field. Now the runners will have to return. Bennett to second, Campbell to first with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Blue Claws have tied it up, a run on three hits. No action in the Aberdeen pen. Money, big guy, 6'7", 240, comes set. The pitch, swinging a high chop softly to second. Arias has it. Will have to make a long throw to first. Actually, the shortstop fielding it. And makes the play, and that retires the side. But the Blue Claws do get even. One run, three hits. No errors, a couple left. Go to the sixth. Greg back with you. It's a 1-1 ball game on MLB-TV, Valley Sports Live, and BlueClaws.com.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood, New Jersey. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plan, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood, New Jersey today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Top half of the sixth inning, tied at one. Blue Claws get on the board there in the bottom of the fifth on the RBI single by Dylan Campbell, who had two hits last night, two hits on Sunday in Bowling Green, and a base hit here. Drives in his 30th run of the season. So top of the sixth inning, Brandon Beckel is back out there for Jersey Shore in a scoreless fifth on a beautiful night in Shoretown. First pitch by Beckel, foul tipped off the catcher, Ricketts, who goes down to one knee. And a count of balls and one strike on Jake Cunningham. Cunningham, Anderson De Los Santos, and Carter Young, 5-6 and 7-4 Aberdeen. And as we hit the sixth with Tony, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard.
All right, Greg, Phillies winners this afternoon, 7-2, and they win that series. They also win the season series from the Cubs if it comes down to some sort of a tiebreaker between
which
the Phillies.
Very well may, yeah, easily could.
That would be a factor. Also, Greg, their sixth straight series victory over
here's
the Cubbies.
Here's a high pop-up. In back of second, Cole Roberts backpedaling in the shallow center. He's there to make a one-handed grab. So Cunningham pops out, one up, one down in the sixth. And here's De Los Santos. Go ahead, Tony.
All right, so Lehigh Valley trails Worcester 4-2. Keaton Anthony was just promoted. It's a 1-for-2 with a run scored. Promoted today from Reading to Lehigh Valley. And Lehigh Valley trails out 4-2.
And Redding, a curveball from Beckel misses for ball one.
Redding is trailing New Hampshire. The Toronto affiliate 2-0. That's in the top of the fourth. Carson DeMartini had two hits in his Redding debut last night.
Swing and a miss and a breaking ball.
And he is 0-2 in this one. Tonight, Clearwater at Tampa has been postponed. Actually, that's it today for the Phillies and
no complex
the Phillies
ball
system.
Today.
No complex and no
yeah.
Dominican Summer League action, and the scoreboard is complete. The Phillies game today, Greg, with the Ben Brown on the mound for the Cubs.
1-1, hit high and foul down first, 1-2.
Close-ups of Ben. I don't know if, did you watch any of the game? Were you able to see it?
I did.
Yeah.
We remember
Ben, who was.
Yeah,
he is such a
nice
young man. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
1-2 pitch is high. 2-2.
And he is the last man to pitch a season opener for the first man, for the first edition of the Blue Claws, the Lakewood Blue Claws, on the first.
Swing and a miss, ball in the dirt, blocked by Ricketts, and De Los Santos just gives himself up, walks away. Ricketts moves over toward the third base dugout, attack about anyway, two down.
So first Ben, strikeout for last man to pitch a season opener for the Lakewood Blue Claws and the first man to pitch a season opener for the Jersey Shore Blue Claws in 2021. Yeah.
Up the middle, you had Ben pitching, Logan O'Hoppe was catching, and Bryson Stott was the shortstop. That was the first game in Jersey Shore Blue Claws history back in May of 2021. Hard to believe it's been four-plus years now. Fastball outside, 1-0 on Carter Young. Second baseman, Tony, was Jonathan Guzman. Remember him?
Well, he could feel.
Yeah. He made it as high as AAA. He actually played in AAA 47 games at Miami last year in Jacksonville. Yeah, that is in there, a striker of the Jacksonville, the Miami Marlins, AAA affiliate.
Great glove.
Not played affiliate in baseball this year.
Tremendous glove.
1-1 on Young, and Beckel misses high. Aberdeen with action in their pen down the line and left. Top of the sixth, tied at one.
And the time scoreboard brought to you by Insurance Office of America. The man to call, Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900.
Here's a liner to second. On a hop, Roberts backs up to grab it. Sidearms over to first in plenty of time. And then retires the side. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Brandon Beckel. Two scoreless for him. Bottom six, 1-1. Valley Sports Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wherever your child's activities take you, we're there with New Jersey's highest-ranked pediatric orthopedics and urology programs. RWJ Barnabas Health has been recognized by U.S. News & World Report in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. Visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up. Bottom half of the sixth inning, Blue Claws trailing.
Celebrate the history
Blue
of our national
tied with pass. Aberdeen by a score of at a score of 1-1. Lake Money back out there for the Ironbirds. He'll face Brian Rincon, Bryson Ware, and Caden Hediger. Money so far has struck out. And the first pitch to Rincon is high and outside. He has struck out seven, walked one. He's thrown 73 pitches, 52 strikes. Been very good. He struck out nine in his last start last week against Hudson Valley. Aberdeen does have right-handed action in their pen down the left field line. Here's the 1-0 and a high pop by Rincon into shallow center. Out in the shortstop areas, in comes O'Vern from center. And the former USC Trojan makes the catch. One up, one down in the sixth. That'll bring up Bryson Weir. Money has thrown six innings once. That was May 13th at Hudson Valley. He's thrown as many as 86 pitches as well. And that was, as we said, number 74. Here's Bryson, who has flown to center and struck out swinging. 0 for 2. Blue Claws just have three hits. RBI single by Dylan Campbell, and Ware pops it up foul off first. And Los Santos gives it a look, and it's in the fifth row behind first. The other hits. Elio Prado led off the fifth inning with a double. Pierce Bennett had an infield single. So all three Blue Claws hits came in that bottom of the fifth. They were able to scratch across one run at least to tie up the game. Beautiful night here at Shoretown Ballpark. Big week ahead. And the 0-1 is swung on and missed a sweep. And it's nothing in two. So tomorrow night, fireworks. It's Girl Scout night. I'm sorry. Today's Wednesday, right? Not Thursday?
Today's Wednesday.
Okay. Tomorrow night, Thursday's first responders.
I'm surprised I know that.
Friday is fireworks night, Girl Scout night. 0-2 on Bryson Ware. And the pitch. Check swing. He went a slider. And strike three. Strikeout number 8 for Blake Money. Two down. And here's Caden Hittick. Saturday, the Blue Claws will do the Shine Barons night. Remember, that celebrates 25 years of Blue Claws, an alternate identity for one night, recognizing that the Blue Claws were very nearly named the Pine Barons. B-A-R-O-N-S. By the way, I realize this is not everybody's cup of tea, and it might not be Tony's. Tomorrow we're going to have a podcast come out that we did with a fellow named Joel Mott. And here's Hettinger, one hopper to second. This will have to hold for the next inning. Grabbed by O'Farrell, throws to first, side retired. 1-2-3 for Blake Money. It's been excellent. And we have played 6 in Shoretown. And it's Aberdeen 1 and the Blue Claws 1. Valley Sports Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Same game parlays and slot games for days. Double the fun with the Bally Bet app. Let's play. You can bet on football, basketball, baseball, or play blackjack, roulette, even baccarat, y'all. It's double the fun, two apps in one. Download it today, but only if you're 21. The Bally Bet Sportsbook and Casino app. You can win real money on your phone. No cap. Must be 21 plus, New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Bally Bet Sportsbook and Casino. Download it.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Third inning of relief for Blue Claws right-hander Brandon Beckel. He's been excellent. And it's 1-1 as we hit the top half of inning number 7 here at Shoretown Ballpark. Aberdeen will have Ryan Stafford, Cole Urban, and Austin O'Byrne against Beckel, the right-hander out of Texas Tech. That is 8-9-1 in Ryan Gall's lineup. Here Stafford is 1-for-1. He singled and walked. And the first pitch by Beckel, a little high. 1-1, no strikes. Gorgeous night, Tony.
Absolutely. It's
supposed to be another nice one tomorrow. A little warmer tomorrow, too. Going to get to 90 degrees. I believe that'll be the first time we get to 90 this year, right? And a curveball foul tipped at home plate. Yes? Has to be,
yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't you long for those days when the wind was blowing in and it was 40?
Not
no,
yet.
We do not.
Not yet.
No, we do not.
And a 1-1, and that's a curveball down and outside from Brandon Beckel. I have a count of 2-1.
This is the first real summery homestand, right, would you say? The others have been rainy.
The last homestand, there's a chopper to third. Right there is Ware. Reaches up to grab it, throws a little high to first. Hettinger stretches and comes off the bag, and safe at first is Stafford, and that'll be an E5. On the third baseman Ware for a high throw. Hettinger came off. He thought he stayed back enough to keep his foot on the base. No argument from Greg Brodzinski. So that'll be an E5 on Bryson Ware. And go ahead run now on first. Here with the seventh, it brings up Cole Urban. And Tony, this is a bunting situation, you would think.
Yeah. Ninth base hitter. Catcher.
Or they could put Stafford in motion if they wanted. Yeah. Who's got 12 steals? He does square Irvin, pushes it beautifully. First base side pass to lunging Beckel. The second baseman Roberts went to cover first, and there's nobody to field the ball. A base hit. And runners now at first and second for Everdeen with nobody out. Well, we talked about this last night. When you want to bunt a runner to second, you want to push that ball to the first base side because generally the first baseman is going to come in and field the ball. That time Hediger didn't. Roberts thought he was going to, and that left a big hole. And the bunt by Irvin had the perfect amount of pace to it, Tony. Hard enough to get it past Beckel. And now Everdeen is set up with runners at first and second and nobody else.
And the top of the order due up here.
I think probably a little bit of inexperience there from Hediger. Could he have gone and field the ball? It wasn't that far off the line. It wasn't that far, rather, off the mound. You know, it might have been Roberts' ball. But, you know, Hediger just has a little bit less, you know, experience at first base, you know, more of a catcher background. So maybe that plays into it. You know, that's a good question for Bull tomorrow. Is that a ball that Hediger's supposed to take charge of? Did Roberts misread it? I don't know. It's a tough one. But either way, the result is the same.
And a very well-placed bunt.
A beautiful bunt, yeah. Here's O'Vern. He squares, and he drops one beautifully up third. Fielded by Ware. Straightens, throws, not nearly in time. And a bunt single for O'Vern. So,
wow.
Poor Beckel. An E5 and two bunt singles. And the bases are loaded with Ironbirds, and still nobody out. You know, the previous bunt by Irvin, that could have been an out if fielded clean and there was no miscommunication there by the Blue Claws, but nothing that Ware could do on that. That was a perfect bunt by O'Vern up third. Corners in, middle back. Here's Griff O'Farrell, and Everdeen trying to blow it open right here. That was their ninth hit, and Beckel's pitch is down and outside. It's one ball, no strikes. And you feel terrible for Beckel. First batter reaches on an E5 and then two bunt singles.
Yeah, if the first batter doesn't reach, then the bunts never come into play.
Correct. Bounced foul by O'Farrell behind the plate. Griff was the 32nd overall pick in the draft last year by the Orioles. Prospect promotion incentive selection that Baltimore got when Gunnar Henderson was the Rookie of the Year 2 years ago. O'Farrell out of the University of Virginia. And the 1-1, curveball called strike, 1-2.
So if you had a ground ball to short or second, Greg, do you go for the double play and allow the
lead run to score? Yeah, I think you do that.
I agree, yeah.
And they're going to do that. They're
that's where they're playing
that's
anyway.
The corner, yeah. The middle infielders are playing back. But corners are back to the mound. They're coming home. Here's the 1-2. Curveball, chopped foul up third. And it's still 1-2 on Griff O'Farrell, who's hitting 216 on the year. That includes 2-for-3 in this game. Nobody throwing yet in the Blue Claws pen. Jordan Disson is down there. He's in the game as the DH, but he's down there ready to warm somebody up. 1-2 on O'Farrell. Beckel high set. Pitch. Fastball. Popped up into right. Not deep, but carrying out near the line. Medium depth Campbell. He comes in. Makes the catch. Runner tags at third. Stafford. Here's the throw to the plate. On a hop. Tagged by Ricketts. In time. They caught him two away. Dylan Campbell's been swinging a great bat, and this time a big impact play defensively as he makes the catch and throws out the go-ahead run at the plate in the 7-2 away.
What hasn't Dylan Campbell been doing? Last night, a couple of big hits, the tie-breaking two-run double, two excellent catches out there in right field. Sunday makes a big catch at the fence to preserve a victory up at Bowling Green. And I may well have saved this ball game here
absolutely
tonight with that play.
But now here comes Greg Brodzinski and Peter Volokevich. He's the trainer. So I'm going to check on Beckel to see if he's okay. Plate umpire Justin Hilton is out there as well. Blue Claws do have a pitcher in the pen, and Beckel says, I'm good. I have no idea. I did not see if he signaled or what would have happened to make Peter Volokevich, the trainer, and Greg Brodzinski, the manager, go out there. But
and, of course, Campbell with the RBI game tying hit in this game as well. It's the reason it's 1-1.
So here's Vance Honeycutt. The other runners did move up. Second and third now. And a breaking ball from Beckel is in there for a called strike. And the count is nothing and one on Honeycutt. He has struck out, flown to center, and popped the third. 0 for 3. He popped the third off Beckel in the fifth. Second and third with two away in a 1-1 game in the seventh. Swing and a miss. Chased a breaking ball down and outside. So it's Ehrman the runner at third. And O'Vern the runner at second with two men away. Beckel high set and the pitch. Swing and a miss, got him a slider. Strike three and the inning is over. What a job by Beckel with an assist from Dylan Campbell. Aberdeen had the bases loaded and nobody out and they do not score. No runs, two hits, one error. Two left, stretch time in short town. Aberdeen 1, Jersey Shore 1 on Valley Sports Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Same game parlays and slot games for days. Double the fun with the Bally Bet app. Let's play. You can bet on football, basketball, baseball, or play blackjack, roulette, even baccarat, y'all. It's double the fun, two apps in one. Download it today, but only if you're 21. The Bally Bet Sportsbook and Casino app. You can win real money on your phone. No cap. Must be 21 plus, New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Bally Bet Sportsbook and Casino. Download it.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Elio Prado leading it off for Jersey Shore. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning and we're tied at one, and the Blue Claws have Dylan Campbell to thank on both ends.
Right.
He's driven in the only run and then he saved their bacon there in the top of the seventh with a great throw to the plate. Today, Ryan Stavert tagging up at third. So 1-1, here's Elio Prado, bottom seven against Blake Money, the starter, still in the ballgame.
Wow.
This will be his 79th pitch. And here it is. It's a breaking ball hit in the air to right field by Prado. Stafford drifting toward the corner. Has room, though, in front of the track. And makes the catch for the out. One away. So Money up to 6 1/3 innings now. Twice this year has a Blue Claws opposing pitcher finished seven. Most recently, Riley Cornelio of Wilmington on May 17th. Here's Jordan Disson, who was warming up the pitcher in the bullpen before, and now he'll bat. He is the DH. So Herbert Iser, one of the Blue Claws coaches, is now warming up Augusto Calderon. Breaking ball popped up by Disson on the left side of the infield. Young is there, the third baseman, on the infield grass. Makes a two-handed catch, and there are two men away.
Money is longest in of the year as we speak. No surprise, really, as he's pitching in the bottom of the seventh inning.
They did have a pitcher warming up in the bottom of the sixth. And that was a 1-2-3 inning for Money. Nobody throwing now. They're going to give him the chance to get through seventh. Augusto Calderon, as you can see on the MILB TV feed, is the pitcher warming up in the bullpen. He's coming on in the eighth inning. And here's Bennett, first pitch. Swinging a miss, breaking ball. Great outing by Blake Money. His longest outing of the year, as we said before, was 6. His strikeout 9 last week against Hudson Valley. He's got 8 right now. 0-1 on Bennett in a tie game, bottom of the 7th. And here's the pitch and a curveball in there. 7th inning stretch brought to you by Jack Physical Therapy. Proud to serve as your trusted in-network resource for physical and occupational therapy services. 13 convenient locations in Ocean and Monmouth counties. Jack Physical Therapy, committed to helping you get back to life you love. JackPT.com. If Bennett reaches, Cole Roberts would bat. If not, Cole leads off the 8th. Fastball fisted to 2nd. Coming on, making the catch waist high is O'Farrell. And a tremendous outing by Blake Money. He retires the last 7 batters he faces. Allows 1 run on 3 hits in 7 innings of work. He leaves a 1-1 game. We head to the 8th on Valley Sports Live. BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood, New Jersey. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plan, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood, New Jersey today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Augusto Calderon back out, or out there now for Jersey Shore. We head to the top half of the 8th inning as the Blue Claws make a Provident Bank call to the bullpen. In a 1-1 game, top of the 8th inning. A tremendous job by Brandon Beckel. Alex McFarland, the starter, went 4 innings, allowed 1 run on 6 hits. Beckel came in 3 innings, no runs on 3 hits. And no walks and 2 strikeouts for Beckel. As Calderon will take over for Jersey Shore. 1-1 the score. Calderon is 2-0 on the year, but he has a 13.5 ERA. 14 innings, 28 hits. 21 earned runs. He's walked 8, struck out 16. And opponents are hitting 418 against the right-hander, who came over to the Phillies from the Cardinals in the minor league Rule 5 draft in December. Here's Leandro Arias. First pitch fouled away, third base side. Arias is 2 out of 3 today. An RBI single in the first, a single in the third, and then grounded out in the second base in the 5th inning. He had been 4 for his previous 35 coming into today. 221 hitter on the year, switch hitter bats left, and a fastball squibbed off the end of the bat, foul. Rolls at third base side, and the count is nothing and 2 on Leandro Arias.
This is 4, 5, and 6 in the Aberdeen order here.
Calderon's a 24-year-old from San Pedro de Macorís, the Dominican Republic. Fastball, slider, sinker, and changeup. He last pitched at Bowling Green last Wednesday, gave him 3 runs in 1 inning. And that one high and outside. And the count is 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jay Cunningham and Anderson De Los Santos, the next 2. 1-1 game. And the 1-2 pitch is a changeup outside. And the count is 2-2. It's just 1-2 on the board. 2-2. We'll find out. No signal from the plate umpire, Justin Hilton, so maybe the board is correct. 1 ball, 2 strikes. We'll go with that for now. 1-1, top 8. Blue Claws looking for a 5th straight win. Swing and a miss. Got a foul, tips and change over to the mid of Rick at strike 3. So Calderon gets a quick strikeout, one away, and that'll bring up Jake Cunningham, the left fielder. That one is low. Actually, Tony, check that. Ricketts is out. He's on his rehab assignment. So we have the rare change where Caden Hediger goes from first base to behind the plate in the same game. And Matt Higgins is now in the game at first.
Ooh.
Here's the 1-0. That's high and inside. So Higgins is the one who takes Ricketts' spot in the lineup, and he'll bat in the next inning. He'll bat third. Higgins had two homers in the series in Bowling Green last week. It'll be Roberts, Campbell, and Higgins in the bottom of the eighth inning. Right now, 1-1. Two balls, no strikes on Cunningham, and now 3-0 as he takes high. Aberdeen is out hitting Jersey Shore in this game 9-3, but the Blue Claws had all three of their hits in one inning, and that was enough to scratch out their only run. 3-0 pitch. There's a strike. In the Sally League tonight, we mentioned before, Brooklyn came into the day with a game and a half lead on Greensboro, 4.5 on Hudson Valley. Hudson Valley leads Greenville 3-1 in the seventh. Brooklyn is tied 2-2 against Asheville mid-six, and Greensboro a 2-1 lead on Rome there in the sixth. Fastball, strike called across the knees on the outside corner. And the count is full, 3-2 on Cunningham, the former Charlotte 49er. Last night was 1-1 in the seventh. Blue Claws ended up winning 7-3. This one is 1-1 now into the eighth. And the 3-2 outside and high, a fastball for ball four. So Aberdeen has the go-ahead run on base, a six-pitch walk to Cunningham, and that brings up first baseman Anderson De Los Santos. He's got three homers on this season, had nine last year between Delmarva and Aberdeen. 0-3 today and 2-0-8 with the three bombs this year.
Cunningham has 12 steals. He's been caught four times, has 45 in his career, which began in 2023, drafted out of the University of Charlotte. He's at first base. There
and
he goes.
He's going. Pitch, swing and a miss. Throw to second by Hediger on one hop and not in time. Diving in head first is Cunningham. So stolen base is 13th of the year. Aberdeen had one yesterday. They were 0-1 today. Ricketts threw out Connor Young in the fourth inning. They are now up to 139 steals on the season. Coming into the day, that was the sixth most in all of high A, but now De Los Santos is hurt. Might have jammed his finger diving in head first and second. Ryan Gall, the manager, out, as well as the athletic trainer, Tori Atencio, to check on Anderson De Los Santos. Meanwhile, the Blue Claws have action in their bullpen, and now De Los Santos is okay. Or excuse me, Cunningham is okay. My mistake, thank you. De Los Santos, the batter. So Cunningham steals his 13th base. Blue Claws do have action down the line in their pen. Go ahead, run at second. Nothing can one the count on De Los Santos. Open stance to the right side. Fastball, called strike on the outside corner. And McCown, nothing in, two. McFarland started four innings, one run, then three scoreless from Beckel. And now Calderon, the third Blue Claws pitcher of the game. Here's the 0-2, way outside, backhanded by Hedrick. I can't remember, barring like an ejection or something totally bizarre, a guy going from first base to catcher in a game, right? Now, obviously, there have been catchers that have played elsewhere in the field, but never in the same game, but that's what Hediger's done. And the 1-2, high pop. Behind the plate, first base side. Hediger over, but looking up, overruns and reaches back, can't get it. And he kept his mask in his hand. And we'll see if they give him an error on that. I would. No play. They say no play. But
I mean, it wasn't easy, but.
No. He never put himself in position to make the play. Yeah. 1-2 on De Los Santos. And the pitch is popped up. Foul first base side. Almost the same spot, but this one will get over the netting and land in the first row behind the Blue Claws dugout. Still one ball and two strikes on Anderson De Los Santos.
Nah.
So our runner at second base is Cunningham. And Calderon, high set. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three. Took something off. Gets a big strikeout. His second of the inning. And that'll bring up Carter Young as the tying run remains in scoring position for the Ironbirds. Go-ahead run remains in scoring position for the Ironbirds in this 1-1 ball game. So here's Young, and here's Calderon, swing and a miss. Carter Young at a Vanderbilt, 1-for-3 in the ball game. He's 5-for-25 on his rehab assignment with Aberdeen down from their double-A club in Chesapeake. He was with Aberdeen last year, hit 208 in 100 games. And that one down and inside, a fastball misses. It's one ball and one strike on Carter Young, originally a 17th round pick in 2022. To high school in Washington State before ending up at Vandy. Of course, in Nashville. Here's the 1-1 and foul back. One ball, two strikes. Now Calderon, who came in with an ERA north of 13, trying to get through this eighth inning here. Only pitched one inning in the Bowling Green series. That was last Tuesday. Gave him three runs on three hits. Augusto balks. And that'll move the runner to third. Base umpire, Kaden Gustafson, was all over that. And then we'll put the go-ahead run at third. At last check, which was before the game yesterday, the Blue Claws had balked more than any team in minor league baseball except Asheville. That's out of 120. And that is still the case. Their 24th balk of the season. Swing and a miss. Fastball blew it by him. Strike three. Augusto Calderon brings the heat and strikes out Young to strand the go-ahead run at third. No runs, no hits, a balk, a walk, and a runner left at third. Bottom of the eighth, tied at one. Valley Sports Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wherever your child's activities take you, we're there with New Jersey's highest-ranked pediatric orthopedics and urology programs. RWJ Barnabas Health has been recognized by U.S. News & World Report in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. Visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up. Aberdeen goes to the bullpen. Provident Bank going to the bullpen. 1-1 game as we head into the bottom half of the eighth inning. And the new pitcher is right-hander Kyle Verbitsky, who was on a rehab assignment. He's allowed 3 runs on 7 hits and 8 and a third innings in 5 games with Aberdeen. Spent last year between Aberdeen and AA, what was then Bowie, and is now Chesapeake. Here's Cole Roberts to lead off against Verbitsky, a right-hander, fastball high. And on the count, 1 ball on those strikes. Roberts, Campbell, and Ricketts for Jersey Shore. Verbitsky's 26, originally drafted by the Oakland A's out of Penn State in 2021. And there's a pitch in there for a called strike. He was in the deal that sent a former Philly to Baltimore, Tony Cole Irvin, back in January of 2023. Here's a fly ball on the right. Stafford toward the line. He's there, moving to his left, and makes the catch. So Roberts flies out. He's 0 for 3. And that'll bring up Dylan Campbell, the right fielder.
So Money is out of the ballgame after 7 stellar innings. And that's his 42nd professional game. That's a career high 7 innings for Money, who was excellent.
I mean, you just don't see it that much anymore. It's the third time it's happened to for a Blue Claws opponent this year. Campbell takes high 1-0. Blue Claws have only had 6 pitchers, starters, throw 6 innings in a game. And this is the 58th game of the season. Campbell takes down and outside. It's 2-0. Dylan has reached base twice, once on an error, and then in the fifth, an RBI single that tied the game. The only Jersey Shore run. Here's the 2-0, and that's high, 3-0. And Campbell, of course, made the biggest play of the game. That was in the top of the seventh, playing right field. Caught a fly ball and threw out the go-ahead run. Ryan Stafford tagging from third and trying to score. 3-0 count. Pitch to Dylan. Takes it, and it's at the knees, called strike. 3-1. Matt Higgins is on deck as Caleb Ricketts comes out. 7 innings in his rehab assignment. Higgins had 2 homers in Greenville last week. Or in Bowling Green last week. Campbell hits this one high and deep out of the left center. It sends Cunningham on the run back toward the wall, looking up at the fence, and that ball is gone. A home run. It hits off the wall right above that 8-foot-high home run line. And for Dylan Campbell, home run number 7. Another huge hit for DC, and the Claws take the lead. 2-1, Jersey Shore. Well, you can't be playing too much better if you're Dylan Campbell. What a game he's had, and what a series he's had. He got that one just over that home run line. There's a concrete wall out there beneath the Chick-fil-A fan zone, and he got it just up over that. The home plate umpire made the call, Justin Hilton, and the Blue Claws have a 2-1 lead. Here's Higgins, and he hits a chopper foul up the first base line. It's nothing and one.
Craig, a little friends and family shout out here for Higgins. His mom and a grandma are here. His mom is Dana, and a grandma Sharon is here at the ball game.
There's the 0-1, swing and a miss by Higgins. Those of you watching on MILB TV, by the way, they got that really good, the angle on that call, on that ball in left center. Higgins, 246, 3 homers, and the pitch high and inside.
And another grandma, Kathy Higgins, watching on the stream, Houston, Texas. So Mom Dana, Grandma Sharon is here, and Grandma Kathy Higgins in Houston watching the action here, hoping Maddie comes through.
And that one is a little bit low to Higgins. And the count 2-2. So the Blue Claws, they do not have their normal closer tonight, Jaden Estadista. He pitched yesterday. And by the way, Tony, looking back at this home run,
yep,
it hit off the concrete wall. It hit about a few inches at most above the home run line and then bounced off the top of the 8-foot-high padded wall. That's the home run line, that fence. Foul back over the screen by Higgins, 3-2. And that was absolutely the right call, 100%, and a great job by Justin Hilton, the plate umpire, because that's a tough call. You got to see exactly where that ball hit on that wall. He's 375 feet away. Foul back by Higgins, and the count is 3 balls, 2 strikes. You know, one of the reasons why they set the ground rules at this ballpark originally the way they did, anything to be a home run would have to clear the highest fence was because it made it much easier on the umpires.
Right.
When they lowered it to that home run line 8 feet all the way around, that's a tough call. And he got it right. One hopper to third for Young, a spinner, and it bounces away from him. And that'll be a base hit for Higgins. He got jammed and just had so much spin on it. It bounced around Carter Young at third. And a base hit for Higgins.
Line drive in the box score, Greg. So if I was writing for the Asbury Park Press, still a lead might be, what, another Dylan Campbell story? Because he has
You would have wrote one last night.
Yeah, I know.
Because he was the star of the game last night, too.
Exactly.
Here's Rincon, and he fouls one off third out of play. Nothing in one. No, but in all seriousness, he's been phenomenal in this series. And that went down and inside. Now, you know, remember, he came over. He was a fourth-round pick. He played at Texas, you know, at the highest level of college baseball. And then was in this level, not this league, but this level last year in the Dodgers system. He just got off to a slow start. You know, who knows what it was. New organization. You know, it could have been a lot of things. Swing and a miss by Rincon. High fastball, 1-2. But I think this is the Campbell now these last few days and, you know, even the last few weeks that the Phillies thought they were getting in that trade for the Dodgers in January. You know, a polished player who played, you know, at the highest level of college baseball in Texas. Swing and a miss. Rincon, strike three.
Yeah, last year, Campbell playing at high A for Midland in the Dodgers system. 115 games, batted 251. 10 home runs, 53 runs batted in. One of the big stats, 42 steals last year. Excellent outfielder, excellent speed.
Breaking ball down and outside to Bryson Ware. It's one ball, no strikes. And that one, fastball away, 2-0. Where's 0 for 3, struck out twice. Verbinski's pitch, foul back, out of the roof, out of play. To our right, and the count 2-1. So the Blue Claws have just 5 hits. Campbell has 2 of them. He drove in the first run, and he, on a single, he drove in the second run, which was himself, on a solo homer to put the Blue Claws ahead. Breaking ball down and outside, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike.
Higgins in his 18th game has not attempted a steal this year with Jersey Shore.
And I would expect that to continue.
Yes.
But you never know. Throw to first, and he dives back in. By the way, that home run by Campbell means a $1,000 donation to 2 military-based nonprofits, Ocean Operation Homefront and the Cape May Coast Guard Community Foundation. Part of the Home Runs for Heroes program, Ocean First Foundation. Another throw to first and not in time. So that's 2 disengagements in a row from Verbinski. And Tony, maybe Higgins now senses an opening because they can't throw over. And if they do and he gets back to first base, it would be a balk and he would get second. 3-1, and a strike on the outside corner. Who will come on for the ninth, Tony? Is that Saul Tehran out there?
Like to see that.
3-2 on Ware with 2 out. Runner goes. Pitch, swing and a miss. Got him strike 3. So Ware's over 4. He strikes out, and the side retired. But the Blue Claws take the lead on the home run by Dylan Campbell. 1 run, 1 hit, no errors. Sorry, 1 run, 2 hits, no errors. And 1 left on. We go to the ninth. Blue Claws 3 outs from home. And a 5th straight win. They lead it 2-1 on Valley Sports Live, BlueCloths.com, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. see priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Same game parlays and slot games for days. Double the fun with the Bally Bet app. Let's play. You can bet on football, basketball, baseball, or play blackjack, roulette, even baccarat, y'all. It's double the fun, two apps in one. Download it today, but only if you're 21. The Bally Bet Sportsbook and Casino app. You can win real money on your phone. No cap. Must be 21 plus, New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Bally Bet Sportsbook and Casino. Download it.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
The Shoretown Ballpark debut of right-hander Saul Turan comes in the same situation here in the top half of the ninth inning. Augusto Calderon throws a scoreless eighth and is in line for his third win of the season. If Saul can finish off Aberdeen tonight, he has four saves on the year, all with Clearwater. He's thrown two scoreless innings, no hits, one walk, two strikeouts since joining the Blue Claws last week. Tarana right-hander, first pitch is a slider strike on the outside corner. Saul Turan, 23 years old from Caracas, Venezuela. Began the year with Clearwater, gave up two runs in 18 innings with 31 strikeouts. Breaking ball, swing and a miss by Ryan Stafford, and the count is nothing and two.
Yeah, throws in the mid-90s as a wipeout slider. That's been his bread and butter.
He had a very good year with Clearwater last year, but missed some time with injury. And it works out of the line. Here's the pitch. Slider hit in the air, foul off first. Chasing back on it is Higgins. Long run behind the tarp, and it hits the side netting. Foul ball, still nothing in two. Laclos will send another new acquisition, Reese Dutton, to the mound tomorrow night, 6:35. While they were in Bowling Green last week, they added Saul Turan, Jake Eddington, and Reese Dutton. Dutton pitched out of the bullpen last week, but he'll start now, beginning tomorrow. 0-2 from Turan, and a pitch to Stafford. Fastball, swing and a miss, got him. Strike three. One away as Saul Turan picks up the strikeout of Stafford. And that's how the ninth inning begins. Blue Claws 2 outs from home. Here's Cole Ehrman, who has a bunt single and 3 at-bats. 1-for-9 with Aberdeen. Breaking ball from Turan in there for a call and strike. Turan signed with the Phillies back in February of 2021. He was 18 already. Breaking ball, soft grounded to short. Rincon in, scoops it up, throws to first. Two away. Good stretch by Higgins. And the Blue Claws need one more. When you sign at 18, that's considered relatively old the standards of signing international players out of the Dominican Republic and Venezuela, but he was a great find by the Phillies International Department. He did 1 year the DSL, 2023 came stateside, and gets the high A for the first time last week. This would be his 20th career save. 4 with Clearwater this year. Here's O'Vern, first pitch, shows bunt, drags it foul. He was trying to pull that up the first base line with Higgins, the first baseman, playing back behind the bag. And we'll see if that gets Higgins the creep in. Evidently not. He goes almost all the way back to the edge of the infield dirt. 0-1 on O'Vern, who's 2-for-3 with a walk. Pitch by Turan. Popped him up. Who's got it? Teron the call. It fell ground first base out. He makes a two-handed catch. He loses his head. He holds onto the ball, and the Claws have won 5 in a row. Your final from Shoretown, the Blue Claws 2 and the Iron Birds 1.
I got to say, that was pretty cool. Teron wasn't going to mess around.
I don't blame him. Because if Hettinger didn't see it right away, nobody else was going to catch it.
Yeah, he had it all the way. I mean, he just really took charge and charged off the mound to make the play to register the final out of the Blue Claws' 5th consecutive victory. And Greg, finally, after 6 unsuccessful attempts at winning the 2nd game of the series in which they won the opener here, on try number 7, they've done it. They've won the first 2 games of the series for the first time in 2025.
2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for Jersey Shore. 1 run, 9 hits, 1 error for Aberdeen. Augusto Calderon, 3-0. He's the winning pitcher. Kyle Verbinski, the loss, 2-1. Saul Teron, his first save. Blue Claws are 23-35, winners of 5 straight. Aberdeen falls to 22-37. Time of the game, how about this? 2 hours and 15 minutes. That'll do it for part 1. Tony's got part 2 of the postgame coming up in just a few. Blue Claws 2, Iron Birds 1. We're back tomorrow. 7:05 tomorrow, by the way. That's a 6:50 pregame. And not 6:35, RAP 6:35 games this season on the weekend. So Thursday night tomorrow, we'll be on the air at 6:50. Blue Claws, thanks to Dylan Campbell, primarily. Yeah. Drove in both game-winning homer winners, 2-1. Tony, all yours.
All right, Greg. Well, yes, Dylan Campbell has been writing his own story the last couple of days. Sunday, some big catches, some big hits, and big plays defensively for the Blue Claws here in the first 2 games of this homestand. Let's check out the affiliate scoreboard, starting with the Phillies themselves. In case you missed it, they were winners over the Cubs today. 7-2, beating former Blue Claw Ben Brown. And they win that series from Chicago, and also by winning the series, the 2nd series victory over the Cubs this year, they will have the tiebreaker if that ever comes into play at the end of the season. Also, their 6th straight series win over the Cubs. Phillies win it 7-2 over Citizens Bank Park. They next host Toronto on Friday night. Toronto won again today over in Milwaukee, and the Blue Jays, including a series victory over the Phillies last week north of the border of 112 of their last 14. They will arrive at Citizens Bank Park for a 3-game set beginning Friday night. Now to the affiliate scoreboard. Lehigh Valley is losing to Worcester, the Red Sox affiliate, 7-3. Notable in that ball game, Keaton Anthony was promoted from Reading. The former 2024 Blue Claw is 1-for-3 tonight with a run scored and a strikeout. Also in that game, Gabriel Rincones Jr., former Blue Claw, 0-for-2 for Lehigh Valley, which is trailing 7-3. The game has gone to the 7th inning. Reading is playing today at home against New Hampshire. Toronto affiliate, the Fisher Cats, again a lineup loaded with former Blue Claws, mostly from last year. Aiden Miller, by the way, that's a 3-2 game. Reading, I believe I said they're losing, they're winning, they just scored 2 in the bottom of the 6th, so they're up now 3-2 top of the 7th. Aiden Miller is 0-for-2, he's at 236. Carson DeMartini had a 2-hit game last night in his debut with Redding coming over from the Blue Claws. So far he is 0-for-3 in the ballgame. Henry Mendez, who is here last year, 1-for-2 with a run scored. He's at 288. Felix Reyes is putting together a really solid year this year for Redding. The former Blue Claw is 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored, and he's knocked in a couple of runs. And Nate Reyes at the moment, as we catch up with tonight's ballgame, 2-for-3, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs. He's hitting 304. Reyes also has a home run. I thought maybe he did as I glanced down the box score. His 5th of the season in the 4th inning with nobody on. Reading leads 3-2. Braden Fosnot, who's pitched here in Jersey Shore, has gone the first 6 innings, and he's allowed 5 hits, two runs, one was earned. He has walked one and struck out four. Also, Bechtel, the former Blue Claw, is in the ballgame now in relief. Reading out in front, 3-2. That ballgame in the top of the seventh inning at Reading. Clearwater was rained out tonight at Tampa, the Tarpon to Yankees affiliate, and they'll have a doubleheader upcoming down there. So let's move over to the Sally League, which is a frantic battle for first place in both divisions. Remember, the season ends, the first half ends next Thursday night. Brooklyn begins with a record of 40-18 to begin the day, a game and a half over Greensboro, which is at home today, and also a 4.5 game lead over Hudson Valley, which is on the road at Greenville. Greensboro is at Rome. So let's take a check of the scoreboard. First of all, Bowling Green there in the south. They lead by a half game in the division. They are all over Winston-Salem. Bottom of the eighth in Winston-Salem, and Bowling Green leads that 10-1. Talked about Hudson Valley. Hudson Valley losing right now. In the top of the ninth, that Hudson Valley, Greenville out in front, 4-3. Greenville trying to keep pace there in the south. Hudson Valley, 4.5 back. Can't really afford to lose any more ground in the SAL North. They are losing, though, to Greenville, 4-3, top of the ninth over at Hudson Valley. Division leader is Asheville by a game and a half over Greensboro. Asheville and Brooklyn is the division leader. They're playing Asheville, hosting Asheville. That's a 2-2 ball game, top of the eighth in Brooklyn, all even at two. And Greensboro, we told you about, they're on the game and a half behind Brooklyn to start the day. And Greensboro is at Rome, and that ball game is all tied up. 3-3, bottom of the seventh down in Georgia, Greensboro at Rome. So a lot of tense action tonight in the Sally League. This was a close one here. Blue Claws make it five straight. Again, two runs, five hits, one error for Jersey Shore. One run, nine hits, and one error for Aberdeen. Jersey Shore goes to 23-35. Aberdeen falls to 22-37. Calderon gets the win despite that high ERA, now at 12.60. He's won his third game. He has not lost. Verbitsky came on in the eighth to take the loss. He is 2-1 with a 3.86 ERA. Jersey Shore will try to make it six in a row and three straight in this series tomorrow night. Again, it's a 7:05 start. Reese Dutton, just up from Clearwater, joined the club, pitched a little bit in relief last week, will make his first Blue Claw start. 24-year-old right-hander is 1-0, and he'll be opposed by 23-year-old lefty Sebastian Gonjora, who will be making his second start for Aberdeen. He went 3 1/3 of two-hit, one-run ball in his first outing this season. Dutton for the Blue Claws, Gonjora for Aberdeen, 7:05 tomorrow night. Greg and I will have it for you beginning at 6:50 on Thursday evening. Tonight's game, as always, produced by Ryan Caldwell. Social media, Danny Britton and Taylor Petrangelo, and, of course, Greg himself. And for Greg Jamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final score tonight, Jersey Shore 2 and Aberdeen 1. Have a awesome rest of your evening, everybody.